Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By RP Lumber. Best service, best value. You. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. And by Clear Sound Hearing in Galesburg and Monmouth, providing innovative hearing solutions. Set an appointment for a free evaluation and hear what you've been missing. Now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, and Jake Miller with Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Pennsylvania. So many lives.
Good evening
lost,
from Sterling High School's Prescott Memorial Field. As the Galesburg Silver Streaks get ready to open up the Western Big Six Conference season against the Sterling Golden Warriors. We are moments away from the national anthem, but what we have going on right now is players from both teams out at center, out at the 50-yard line, together unfurling a flag to hold out in front of everybody for the national anthem. And of course, with tonight being September 10th, we have a moment of silence for September 11th.
What is a hero?
Video now playing on the large video board prior to the national anthem.
Stand in its path and face it
probably remembrance even more so this year than maybe in previous years, just because of the significance of the number. With it being the 20th year since 9/11. So here at Sterling High School, some extra time here prior to kickoff to remember the day, remember the events, the impact on the country. It's carried on certainly for many years, Sean and Jake both being history teachers, certainly part of our conversation and the drive up to Sterling tonight, knowing just what this weekend means, that day, any time it falls, but especially over a weekend as it's falling this year on the 20th year anniversary. There is a ceremony that will be taking place at the Galesburg Fire Department tomorrow morning with some speakers and some remembrances going on, especially for those emergency responders who were lost on 9/11. So there are, even though it happened far away, the impact lingers nationwide and worldwide still today. There will be remembrances in Galesburg tomorrow. So a moment to remember prior to tonight's kickoff as the video continues to play on the large screen to our left.
God bless their sacrifice.
We'll post a picture on our WGIL sports page of the players together out on the field holding the flag as we get ready for Sterling High School's marching band to perform the national anthem here in just a moment, with setting a somber and serious note before we get tonight's game started.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. At this time we ask you please rise and kindly remove your hats as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem performed by the Sterling High School Marching Band under the direction of Brendan O'Donnell.
Gentlemen, we ask you to remember a day that...
Sterling High School for tonight's matchup between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Sterling Golden Warriors. Again, special moments to remember prior to the kickoff between these two teams here tonight. And again, we'll post a picture on our WGIL Sports Twitter page of the two teams, members of the varsity of both teams out together holding the flag on the 50-yard line for tonight's action. Fellas, it's a gorgeous night. We've seen two very different weather condition evenings for our first two games at home against Dunlap. Hot, humid, still. I mean, it was just a thick, sticky night. Last week at Morton, much cooler. Wind was a factor. Jake Miller on the sideline of the Silver Streaks on the opposite side of the field of the press box from us. This is a great football night from a weather standpoint. Should not be a factor at all here this evening.
Yeah, there's nothing to speak of as far as wind or anything that's going to change any kind of game plan going in. It's a beautiful night for football. You shouldn't, you know, hopefully now in week three and the temperature's down with the sun down that we don't see the cramping issues and some of the things that we've seen in week one and two. And I tell you, you know, this stadium, the ambiance around here right now with all this red brick, and if you guys haven't been here, it's I don't know, short of a small college, you know, atmosphere here tonight, and got a good crowd. That was one of the classier things I've seen on a Friday night, what these guys just did to honor the remembrance of what tomorrow is going to be in terms of an anniversary. So this is, I love sports, and this is just another great example of that.
So we're ready to get this game underway with the Warriors coming in 1-1. The Silver Streaks looking for their first victory at 0-2. But the first victory is going to come for one team either way as we start off the conference season. John Wren's kick deep taken at the 10-yard line and the run back up the near side and pushed out of bounds at about the 47-yard line is where A.J. Kested returns it. And Sterling's going to start off with outstanding field position coming off a freshman two-point victory when they came from behind to upend the Silver Streaks.
One little jump cut there, and he got down the sideline very, very quick for perfect field position here when you got a sophomore quarterback out there making what's legitimately his first varsity start.
Garrett Polson, his name, 6'2", 160-pound senior. He's got running back Antonio Tablante, a junior, another junior in the slot, Tommy Tate, to help him out. And we'll talk more about the Sterling offensive starters. They keep it on the ground on the first play. Tablante runs up the middle, crosses into Galesburg territory, close to the Streaks' 40-yard line. One play and a first down for the Warriors.
Go ahead,
Sean. Nice blocking up front.
Yeah, Sterling spreading everybody out here right now and going no huddle, and you'll probably see the same play again.
Until it can be stopped, right? They do go right to it, right up the middle. Streaks contain that one better as he gets to the Streaks. About 36-yard line, still picks up five on first down.
Pulling a backside guard and tackle on that play, pulling on through there. I don't know if he did that first play, but it's very similar. If they didn't pull both in the first play, they pulled one.
Second and five. Sterling out of the gun to Blonte. Switches, lines up to the left of his quarterback, Polson. Play fake, pass across the middle, slung right on the mark. Touchdown, Sterling, on the third play of the game. Up the middle, found complete to Carter Ryan. In stride, over the shoulder, a bullet of a throw. And Sterling strikes 60 seconds into the game.
Jake, was that four verticals on the cover three?
It was at least three verticals from what I saw. Yep. But, yeah, it's that the fact that they ran basically that zone read look for those two plays in a row. They had that play action there, and the streaks just kind of sucked in, and the coverage was busted.
Extra point coming from Luis Diaz, the kicker. The snap is down, the hold, and the streaks come around from the end. Nolan Carl dives across, blocks the extra point. So the score holds at 6-0 Sterling. And, well, first conference game. I guess you take a roundhouse right 60 seconds in, and now the streaks have 47 minutes to recover, get their feet underneath them, put a drive together, and come right back and answer. You can't let that one just knock you down right off the get-go.
We got an opportunity here to answer. You know, what are we going to do when we get the ball? Hopefully we can have a nice return, set up some good field position for us, and we can march down the field and tie the game up.
It just almost feels like that was scripted. Something they saw defensively of what we do, it just almost feels like they were trying to set up that seam route from the very beginning, running those two plays. And, you know, coach is going to have to take a look at what our deficiencies were in that coverage and hopefully make an adjustment.
No, we haven't seen anybody really test the streak secondary a whole lot in the first two games. Morton exploited it a little bit, but theirs was the key was on the ground game as the streaks take the run back at the 11-yard line and the run up the near sideline, the Sterling sideline, from where our vantage point is Marcus Lewis. And he'll be out at about the 28-yard line where the streaks will start this drive. So not quite the run back that Sterling had on the opening kickoff, but not bad field position for the streaks to start this one off. Again, streaks freshman lost 14-12. Heartbreaker. Hope to watch them learn from it. Now we talk about the quarterback situation. We've alluded to it. We've talked about it to some extent. Now Sterling starts a sophomore quarterback because of an injury. Tristan Legate for the Silver Streaks starting his seventh game as a varsity player after he took over in the same position last year. The Streaks keep it on the ground to the right side. Alex Egyptiaco stays on his feet after his initial hit, and he gets only a yard out of it.
Just kind of ran into the back of one of his offensive linemen there on the right side. I think there was initially some room to get through. But if you're running in the back of linemen, that means our offensive linemen are getting pushed into the offensive backfield, which is never a good thing.
Yeah, defensive penetration there blew that play up quickly. So hopefully we get that worked out and continue to push the line forward. We did have a gain of one.
Dre Egyptiaco lines up wide to the right. Two running backs in the backfield. Cannon Klein, the leading fullback with... Was that Alex again?
Yes.
Or was that Damian?
It was Alex again.
Okay, I thought it was Alex.
Yep.
All right, so he takes it up to the 34-yard line, picks up five, and the Streaks will face third and about five here.
And this is just kind of that tweener, right? We need to be third and three, try to stay on schedule here with these sticks. You know, third and five is going to be tough against this defense.
Well, we were talking just amongst ourselves on the way back from Morton last week, just how much of a struggle it's been on third down for the Silver Streaks this season. 3 of 19 in the first two games on third down conversions, largely because they just haven't been in short yardage situations. Back to pass Legate, throwing long down the middle. He gets to Egyptiaco, and it drops it. It's off his helmet. He got behind the defense, two defenders downfield. The ball was right to him, and Dre just dropped it.
Looked like it was a one-man route, although Boffin was short to his right. That was a one-man deep route.
Yeah, Max protect here to give Tristan the time, and they did. He had the time. He throws a ball in the middle of the field to kind of throw Dre open, as they say. I don't know if that's where the route was supposed to go, but the ball was there, and definitely something that we know Dre can haul in.
I think it's Kestead again back to receive the punt. Hunter gets into it, end over end, a good one, backs up Kested to the 25-yard line, and now return to the far side of the field across the 35, streaks running out of bounds on the Galesburg side, the far side of the field at about the 37-yard line. So Sterling takes over. Galesburg does not get a first down on the opening drive, and with 9:12 to go in the opening quarter, Sterling already leading 6-0 gets another chance at it.
You know, that's one thing that's different tonight. All the routes that we've seen Dre run, he's either ran a now screen, a hitch, or a go straight down the sideline. That's really the first time all season we've seen Dre come across the middle of the field. So maybe a little bit of a wrinkle tonight, and it was there. And I'm sure the streaks will go back to it.
You look at it, they're running a forefront, so typically out of a forefront you might have cover two. That's why the middle would be open.
Two wideouts to the right, one to the left for Sterling. Out of the pistol, the handoff. They keep it on the ground to Tablante up the middle across the 45 to the 46-yard line on first down. Pickup of close to 8.
8 yards at first down.
Actually, move the stick forward a little bit more. They're going to spot the ball right at a gain of 8. Second and 2. Well, the opening drive was on the ground to Tablante. Again on the ground. They keep it on the ground for the second play, but the streaks get penetration this time, and very little gain, if any, for Tyree Kelly.
Xavier Van Dyke on the stop.
Back it up 2 yards to third and 4.
Sean, look where Hunter DeVina is playing tonight.
Inside backer?
He is playing inside backer tonight, which is something we haven't seen. The streaks are crowding the box with 7-8 guys in the box at this point, kind of daring this sophomore quarter. I think it's the right strategy, but we are one-on-one coverage.
Man coverage on the corner.
We are cover zero, as they call this, and you'll see, you know, hopefully you keep the big play from happening, but in that coverage, you're selling out to stop the run.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at what we had.
We have a streaks timeout, by the way. Go ahead, Sean.
So watching that touchdown play, I mean, they had 4 guys down there. We had only 3 covering, so maybe if we were in man, we certainly had a missed coverage there. But it looked like we were in cover 3, but certainly in man coverage right now.
I want to thank one of our sponsors here for Silver Streaks Football on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Sterling tonight and providing our transportation anytime we hit the road. We're going to have to steal the key fob from Jake because, you know, we're traveling beautifully here tonight as we've got the 2020 Nissan Pathfinder. And, well, it's just a little over 14,000 miles, I think, than when we got it. Marked list price just under $40,000. We'll talk more about it here as we come out of the Galesburg timeout. 3rd and 4 Sterling from the Golden Warrior 44-yard line. Swing pass to the outside is complete. One man misses, and then the streaks make the stop as the pass caught by Tablante, but a very short gain on 3rd down, and the streaks defense hold. The punt unit comes out.
Jake Hunter DeVina is not playing inside linebacker.
He's playing safety, isn't he?
No, what he's doing is defensively, all we're doing is we are not showing them where Hunter DeVina is going to line up to run plays away from him is what we're doing.
Gotcha.
So he's going to be late to, you know, his position because we're trying to kind of hide him where, you know, put him in the middle. Where is he going to go? Now, don't give the team an opportunity to run away from him or game plan against that, and then he'll run to his position.
Streaks attack the punt, and they get the block. Nolan Carl again, and the streaks recover it. They're going to have it in Sterling field position at the 32-yard line. Carl came in flying from the left of punter Yuri Guerrero, and with that long, lanky body, went all out on the dive to block the punt, and the streaks start this drive in Sterling territory after holding on defense.
Hey, I've said this before. He's the one who came through and blocked the extra point, and that's leaving points on the field. Defensively, that's what you want to do to give your an offense an opportunity to get the lead here. So now we come back here. We get a block punt. We got the ball on the 32-yard line going in. If we're able to execute here, get in the end zone, and get our extra point, we're up 7-6. That's a huge turn of events by one player, number 12, getting the job done.
Ball spotted just outside the Warrior 32-yard line. Streaks keep it on the ground up the middle. Alex drags a couple of defenders. Egypciaco up to the 30-yard line, so a gain of 2. Keep things moving forward. And it'll be 2nd and 8.
Yeah, you know, I'm watching this video board here. I get to see replays down here tonight, which is awesome. He's contacted at the line of scrimmage, but what we know of Alex is what he does so well is falling forward, right? And he's getting 2 yards. And, you know, it may not seem like that's a big deal, but it certainly is, especially as the streaks kind of rumble into four-down territory here. 2 yard gain is a lot better than a loss.
Yeah, those yards add up over the course of a game, and we had a great push there, too, from our offensive line.
Damian Thomas in as the up man. Back to pass, Legate after the play fake. Now under pressure, rolling left. Needs to get rid of it. Pass across the middle, picked off by Sterling. It's Kested. Spins off a defender at the 30. Falls forward to the 34-yard line. So A.J. Kested with the interception. He was lurking back there as the Streaks tried to pass across the middle, and he read it perfectly and came up on the run in stride, picked it off, and the Warriors take back over after the interception.
That's the cardinal sin for a quarterback, to be rolling outside of the pocket, try to throw across his body and into the middle of the field. There's just a whole lot of wrong that can happen there, and unfortunately the worst wrong did happen as Tristan throws basically right to a waiting defender.
If we want to talk, I mean, that kid caught that ball in full stride. We were lucky to corral him the way we were, because he certainly had a head of steam going when he caught the ball.
Yeah, they start off at their own 34-yard line. Streaks can't take advantage of the blocked punt. Now a keeper by the quarterback, Polson, who doesn't go anywhere. He gets stacked up by Damian Thomas and pushed backwards. And
also with the quarterback,
looks like a little bit of a loss, no gain at best.
Sean Hunter,
can spot it right at the marker, no gain.
Hunter Davina is the cover zero safety at this point. Like, he is, because we're still playing Damian and we're still playing Cannon Klein.
Correct.
Hunter Davina is in the middle of the field unless you see 2 to 3 receivers go to one side. But if they're balanced, you'll see Hunter in the middle of the field all night long. It's going to be tough to block him that way. Here he is again.
Yep, sitting in the middle like a free safety.
Looking to the right, man-to-man coverage on Eicher, who comes back for it. Can't come up with it as the ball was underthrown. Intended receiver for Sterling to the near side of the field was breaking free downfield, but the ball was thrown 5 yards behind him, and Jacob Huffman didn't seem aware of it. Incomplete third down and 10.
Third and 10 for the Warriors.
So, I mean, tonight, if it stays like this, it's how are our corners gonna hold up? I don't think they're outsized by any of these receivers. I certainly think that athletically, we'll find out, right? That's how tonight's going to go.
Javion Beckham on the right, Mikey Eicher on the left. The quarterback, Polson, looking left. Man spots up in the zone, plants there, waits for the pass.
Very close.
It looks like he held on to it, and it looks like he's just a shade enough past the first down marker. The officials haven't given the signal yet.
They're going to call him short.
Justin Knoll on reception for the Warriors.
Yep.
We
got the
sure
fist
are.
In the air.
Okay.
I don't think that was a good spot, but we'll take it.
Fourth and about a foot.
Yep. Change of personnel here, but I don't know if it's punt personnel.
I would certainly ask for a measurement here, and he does.
Yeah, the punter Kested is out there and didn't look like he was interested in lining up as a punter, and now we are going to have the official measurement. So you guys have talked about it. We don't see it very often.
First one of the year.
This is just for you guys, right?
Hey.
Did you guys see last night with that football game? Great game, Dallas and Tampa Bay. But the number of times that they spotted the ball and just called it a first down.
Stretched the stick out.
It's short.
It's less than a foot now. It's about 2 inches short.
I mean, they were a yard and a half short sometimes last night, and they just moved the sticks. Keep the game rolling.
All right, so for Sterling, ball spot, nose of the football, sitting at the far hash mark of the 44-yard line, and fourth and literally a couple of inches here. So the ball on their side of the field, but this is a battle of the lines here.
Let's see if we stem to try to draw them off.
Of course we will.
There it is.
Oh, and they jumped.
And it works.
The whistles blow.
They want to talk about it.
The flag flies in. Here comes the discussion by the officials. Now, you know the Sterling coaching staff had to have that conversation with the officials prior to the game.
They're backing us up. Well,
given what the Streaks have done through the first two games, you know that the Sterling officials had, or the coaching staff had to plant that in the officials' head to be watching for that.
We yell shift.
They called it on us.
Yep, they sure did. So it's an automatic first down for Sterling due to the Gelsberg penalty.
5-yard penalty going against the Streaks.
So a fourth down conversion for the Warriors, and they'll have it up at the 49-yard line now.
You know, that could go either way, and it kind of depends on your crew. If our guys are yelling shift, that's one thing. If the officials are saying we're simulating the start of a snap, then, which is what they called, it's going to be the penalty on us. I don't know. It just, you saw it in the Dunlap game, worked to our benefit multiple times.
Multiple times, yeah.
And now they're talking to our captains right now. You got Aaron Carl in there. They're talking to him. And now our sideline gets a penalty.
See that with the flag down on the far sideline, right in front of the Galesburg coaching staff.
Our coaching staff had our backs to the field.
Some of them. Some of them did not.
Now, this will just be a sideline warning. It won't be a walk-off of penalty yardage. I guess I'm assuming that. Very rarely see penalty yardage, especially the first sideline flag of a game. We're halfway through quarter number one, just to reset for you. 5:52 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Sterling. Both teams have had the ball twice. This is Sterling's third possession. Scored on their opening drive. Streaks held defensively on the second. Blocked the punt. Couldn't take advantage of it. Then turned it over on an interception, leading to the fifth offensive possession of the game between these two teams just halfway through the first quarter. So there's the official signal, sideline warning against the Silver Streaks.
The coaches down here are just wondering, you know, what can our line say? We have to indicate our shift. They're certainly allowed to shift. And the officials gave them the, I guess, the agreement that, yes, if you're yelling shift, then that's going to be okay. And, of course, now the coaches are saying, well,
that's what we did.
Yeah, right. And I think that's what drew the flag. So, you know, I tend to agree with our guys here, and I'd call it straight that, certainly what they did was well within our rights to do. The official saw it differently. That's a big play, too.
Yep. Gives Sterling the first down. The quarterback keeper, Polson, up the middle, runs into a line and a wall of white jerseys across the 50 to the Streaks' 49-yard line, a gain of 2. It'll be 2nd and 8.
Yeah, anytime that the quarterback as a backup here is going to have the ball and he's going to run it, we've got to hit him. And I don't mean like in a sense that you want to hurt the guy, but you want to get him into a position of indecision. And when he gets to indecision, he's going to make mistakes.
Guys, this isn't Polson. This
is 12. Adams.
Yep,
Colt Adams.
And I thought we'd probably see both.
Handoff up the middle. Streaks fly in defensively, make the stop. At the line of scrimmage, maybe a little bit past. A short gain for Sterling on 2nd down, if any. And they're going to keep the stick right at the line, maybe even lost a couple of inches. It's going to be 3rd and 8. So no gain for Tablante.
Loss on the play.
And another chance for the Streaks to make a big defensive stop here.
You know, the coach talked at the beginning about how do we get off the field, and this is exactly what they're talking about here.
Ball spotted just across midfield. Back to pass, Adams. Ooh. Swing pass to the outside, complete to the man. Escapes a tackle short of the first down marker. Gets across the 40 to the 38, where the stop is made, and a late flag comes in after Carter Ryan comes up with a completion, gets the first down. And, Sean, you think the penalty flag's on them?
Yeah, he stepped over into Mikey Eichner and was kind of barking over top of him as he's standing up, and he bumped him as he got to their feet.
So they needed 8, goes as a gain of 10. And then the penalty flag.
I have some disappointed fans down here in front of us on that call. Maybe a relative.
So that's a 15-yarder. So
unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yep. Now, are they going to call that?
After the play, it should be 1st down.
That's what
after
I was.
After the play, so it'll be 1st and 25.
Takes the back ball back to the Sterling 46-yard line after the 15-yard penalty.
So they got to get these chains over here. They got to figure out how to set the chains now because that's a mess.
They got it.
Well, they're showing 1st and 10.
Well, they're showing 1st and 10.
They got a 1st down. First down happened, and then a penalty occurred after the play.
So not 1st and 25.
No, so it's going to be 1st and 10, but they took him back 15 yards.
Tablante up the middle, crosses the 50, close to the Galesburg 47-yard line. So he'll pick up 7. It'll bring up 2nd and 3 back into Galesburg territory at the 48-yard line.
7 yards.
Unfortunately, this keeps your defense on the field. But as you guys, as we've talked about, Streaks don't have the depth to kind of say, well, we get our defense off the field so we can rest our guys, because a lot of those guys stay out there. Tablante again up the middle, gets stacked right at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. Maybe a little bit of forward progress, but a very short gain. It'll be third and two.
Again for the Warriors. Get one on the play. Third and two for the Warriors.
This is interesting. Just watching Hunter Davina play this spot, he has absolutely no pass responsibility whatsoever. He is 100% a run player, but from 8 yards off the ball.
Hand off to the left side. Tablante trying to get to the outside. Gets wrapped up by Beckham for no gain and
open.
A big stop on third down.
Great open field tackle there by Beckham to shuck the offensive player and to make an open field tackle like that. Huge play.
All right.
Switch of personnel here. It's fourth down and two.
I don't see the punter Kested heading out there, though. Again, the ball sitting in Galesburg territory at the 46-yard line.
Yep, they're going to run a play.
So fourth and two here. They had fourth and inches on the last series, and the Streaks got a penalty that gave Sterling a first down. Back to pass, Adams. Here comes the pressure. Gets the ball away. Takes a hit, and the pass is caught. Complete it is at the Galesburg 40-yard line. The ball got there right as the Streaks defensive secondary got there. And somehow Jacob Huffman made the catch, held on to it, and Sterling moves the chains, and Adams comes off the field at another quarterback change as he took a big hit getting rid of that ball.
Yeah, they're going to get the Sterling sideline now with the warning because they had four coaches calling plays probably about 4 yards onto the field.
Lots of signals.
Yeah.
Lots of signals coming from the from that sideline there.
You know, Jake, we're up here stealing them.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Part of the game.
Right. So two fourth down conversions on this drive by Sterling, one by a Galesburg penalty, that one on a pass play that gains six. They keep it on the ground. Running to the outside, A.J. Kested tackled at the Galesburg 35-yard line for a gain of five. Looked like it might be a little bit more, but the Streaks were able to close it down, chase it down. Beckham made the tackle again. It'll be second and five.
Got to make sure we continue to set our edges hard. That time he was able to bounce, and Beckham again, a very sure-handed tackler tonight, able to get off his block, but for a five-yard gain.
2 minutes and counting in the opening quarter. 6-0 Sterling driving to the Galesburg 35. They keep it on the ground. A slipped tackle, and then the Streaks defenders converge and make the stop at the 34-yard line. Kested again on the carry, picks up 1.5. It'll be third and a long three.
Last two plays, our defensive line has been late to get set up. If I'm Sterling, I'm going to start picking the pace a little bit to try to get us off guard.
Yeah, a lot of moving around, a lot of switching sides, and
they're no huddle, and so we got to see where they're lining up so we can set our defense.
Out of the pistol, hit right as he has the ball.
Stupid.
It's free, no whistle. Streaks pick it up at the 45-yard line, running downfield. Aaron Carl breaks
down.
He takes it all the way. The pickup of the fumble in Galesburg territory, returns it to tie the game up.
And that was Hunter Davina on the hit, I believe.
I think it was Nolan Carl. You could be right. As somebody from the right end, I think Nolan Carl makes the hit. Watching the replay right now, it is.
Nolan Carl
makes the hit. His brother Aaron scoops that thing up, not so gracefully, but gets it going and gets his body moving, and he goes untouched in the end zone.
Gets a little Hunter Davina block to help give Aaron some room to run.
Yes, he does.
One of the rules of coaching that I had with a ball and a turf, if there aren't many feet around, you pick it up.
Yep.
If there's a lot of feet, fall on it. And there weren't many feet around besides the zone. He almost kicked it.
We're going to have to call timeout here on the PAT. We got guys running in and out, up and down. All right, looks like we're good to go.
They just now set the clock. So.
Very good.
A 60-yard fumble return. The extra point by John Wren is good, and the Streaks take a 7-6 lead, turning a fumble into a defensive touchdown, the first one we've seen of that nature this year. And Galesburg leads at Sterling with a minute 13 to go in the opening quarter.
You know, they talk about plays that have impact on games, and the sack fumble has got to be up there at the top. When you get a sack fumble like that and then the scoop and score on top of that, that changes the momentum of this entire situation going on here.
Jake, you're a stats guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's the percentage? I know it's out there, but when a team gets a defensive score,
yes,
about the percentage increase of their chances to win, and if they a couple of that with a special teams score, it really increases their chances. But we've had two great special team plays, a block and a PAT and a block punt.
Yes.
I think we're winning the special team game. And right now we're winning a scoreboard, which is the most important part.
All by Nolan Carle, I would point out.
Too. Absolutely. Nolan Carle is making force his fumble. Case right now. The forced fumble, two block kicks. He's making a case for the Dave's out-of-body crunch time player of the game so far.
You betcha. So we don't have the advantage of the access to the Streaks replay system like we typically do. I'm curious if you guys have spotted anything that is allowing Nolan to do that three times now in this game.
Yeah, they don't block him.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. They didn't block him on that sack either.
The kick taken at the 14-yard line. The run back up the middle of the field. A.J. Kested again spins off a man at the 35, falls forward to the Sterling 40-yard line. So he's had some big returns early in this game, but it's the Streaks that lead 7-6 with a minute six to go in this opening quarter.
I think I'd start kicking the football on the ground. These are two kickoff return now that's gone back to midfield. Kested is definitely a dynamic player out there, and something going on with their middle return. He's definitely a weapon. I think I'd start to look at that as an adjustment.
Yeah, their kickoff return is a double wedge. They've done it twice. They come in very tight right in front of them. It's well put together, and it's been able. The reason why they've been able to jump those two big returns.
It'll be Polson at quarterback to start this drive, not Adams. The handoff on the ground to DeBlante, trying to battle forward.
Out.
Yeah, he stuck the ball out there, trying to reach for a little bit more. It got loose, but Sterling recovers at the 42.
Yeah, the official's hand immediately went up, claiming that was not a fumble, that he was down before the ball was released, at least in their opinion.
Well, not hearing the whistles very well with their headsets. I don't know when that whistle came in relation to the ball coming out. Could you see a knee, Jake?
I saw the ball on the ground.
Second and eight. Polson, ball deflected at the line.
Nolan Carle
again. Boy, goodness. He is not lollygagging on any play here tonight.
Not tonight. I tell you what, guys, this video board, who do we talk to about getting one of these things? Because here you go, you can see it. It's like at a college game, right? You can see a plain as day, high def over there on the north side. It's a fun tool to have.
All right, third and eight.
I see four cameramen around. That helps.
Yeah.
Two of them up here to our left, right at the 50 on the press box. 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 7-6, Galesburg on top. 3rd and 8, Sterling from the Golden Warrior 42. Back to pass. Under pressure. Streaks wrap him up again. Back inside the 35-yard line with a big stop there. And the tackle for loss on the sack by Noah Wright. And the punting unit heads out, and the Streaks defense is charged up.
Noah Wright is not a name we've called really yet this year, and the coaches have been talking about getting some other guys in, trying to run guys in, keep them fresh, and that certainly is paying dividends so far.
So Polson, sophomore quarterback, under pressure, and that's how the first quarter ends.
Great quarter.
Sterling will punt when we come back to start the second quarter. From Sterling, great Galesburg on top, 7-6 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by local State Farm agent John Hawkinson, offering home, auto, and life policies to fit your budget and lifestyle. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
You're adding a room to your house. Who's the first person you call?
My wife.
Wrong. Courtright Construction of Oneida. Unless your wife can lay a concrete foundation so beautiful it'll bring a tear to your eye.
Well, she makes a good pot pie.
Which you'll enjoy on your very level foundation from Courtright Construction.
Tune in for Fighting Illini football as Illinois takes on Virginia. Coverage begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
One quarter gone at Sterling. Galesburg leads the Golden Warriors 7-6. We've seen a little bit of everything already in this game, fellas. A couple of blocked kicks. A fumble return by the Silver Streaks for a touchdown. We're talking about it during the break. A lot of action. Streaks get some pressure on. Sterling does get this punt away. Streaks will let it drop. And Cam McGuire watches it roll inside the 30 down to about the 29-yard line where the Streaks will take over. Just underway here in the second quarter, leading by one.
And I get Cam's attentiveness there because we had a block on. And when you put on a block, you get free release for the lineman to go downfield. I just think that in that situation, the punter had such a nice kick, he outkicked his coverage.
Yeah, he had room to catch that ball and make a little something of that for sure. But, you know, you do let it drop and it's 100% that you're going to at least have the football coming back. So you're right, you know, discretion may be the better part of valor, but and it didn't cost the Streaks a lot of field position.
No. Now we got to get the offense going.
Yes.
The Streaks have had a blocked punt, which gave them great field position, but two plays later gave it back to Sterling on an interception. That's the last time we've seen the Streaks on offense in this game. Haven't picked up a first down yet, but still lead 7-6 thanks to the defensive fumble return. Legate back in the pistol. Short drop on first down. Looks to pass to the near side. Egyptiaco with a catch across the 40. First down wrapped up out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. As he headed downfield, stopped, came back. That gave him the clearance he needed from the defensive back, and the Streaks moved the chains.
He's just a really good route runner. You know, Dre is not the fastest guy out there. He's fast. But the fact that he just runs his route so precisely and the ball was thrown on time just makes him look wide open.
Well, I mean, they've gone deep. He's gone deep on him before. And had he caught it, it would have been a touchdown. And so they're respecting that, and he breaks off the route at 10 yards, and, you know, the guy gets a 3-yard cushion on him. So we were able to make the reception. And
gain of 14, ball on the ground to Alex. Finds a hole up the middle, crosses the 40 to the 41 before he stopped and pushed backwards. So a modest little gain on first down of 3 up to the 46-yard line as we approach 11 minutes to play in the first half.
Yep, 3 and 4 yards is a good thing, you know. Yep. And Alex is if he gets a little bit of clearance, he's going to get you that for sure.
And at some point in time here, we're going to work the perimeter. All of our runs have been fairly, for the most part, inside. We're going to get a toss here coming up.
Egyptiaco was lined up right to the near side of the field. This time he goes to the left, the top of the field from our standpoint. To keep it on the ground. Nice hole up the middle for Alex. Cut back, first down to the Sterling 40-yard line. Little play fake to the right, and the jukes left, and he's down at the 39-yard line after a pickup of 15.
Best offensive run of the night here for the Silver Streaks. Yeah. This, you know, Sterling is employing what looks like a base 4-3 at this point in time, and their defensive techniques are very wide, so that's why you see the Silver Streaks keeping it in between the tackles right now.
Out of the gun. Again on the ground. Trying to bounce to the outside. Alex cuts to the middle. Skips a tackle at the 35-yard line. Wrapped up. Falls forward to the 30. And just a yard short of the first down on a big gain of 9 on first down. Second and 1.
You know, and this week it is extremely evident the Streak size advantage on the offensive line over the defensive line of Sterling.
Not something we have probably ever said.
Right. Especially now with Sterling.
Yeah.
But the Streaks are definitely a much bigger team. That doesn't always mean, you know, better, but in this case right now, they're starting to assert themselves a little bit.
Absolutely. We're seeing better movement up front. Like the Warriors are starting to guess where they're going, and we have the momentum.
Second and 1. Alex stopped right at the 30. No gain. It'll be third and 1. But much shorter yardage on third down, which we have not seen the Streaks face very often this season. One of the reasons why the third down percentage success rate is so low, but you got some options here on third and 1.
Yeah, you got some options here. You know you're in four down territory. Looks like Aaron Carl's got to come off the field. Hunter Davina's going to replace him. Got to get the play call into him. But, yeah, you can take a couple of different approaches at this. You can go up top knowing you're going for it on fourth down, or you can just try to stay conservative and keep the chains going.
Third and 1 from the 30. Streaks leading by a point, under 9 minutes to go first half. Play fake, back to pass across the middle, and a flag down as Sterling's A.J. Kested comes from the backside of Egyptiaco to bat the ball down and away.
That was Hunter Davina, I think, at 32.
Yeah, he was the target. Hunter Davina was the target on a tight end slip.
But did he get him on the backside trying to wrap around him? So that's where the flag would be.
He's early, so this will be defensive pass interference. Automatic first down here for the Streaks.
The Streaks will take it.
I was nervous about that because it was thrown a little bit late.
Just a bit,
just a bit late, and that guy had another break on it, and it turned out as he tried to run through our Hunter to try to make that play, and he can't do that.
We'll spot the ball at the 15.
So the penalty, the Streaks at the 30-yard line, it's effectively half the distance to the goal line.
Yeah.
15-yard penalty takes it to the Sterling 15. New set of downs for the Streaks. Out of the gun, on the ground, to Amari Richardson, right up the gut, a gain of a couple.
as he falls forward inside the 15, close to the 12.
You know, Amari's not the biggest back out there, but he's...
Yep, two on first down, second to eight.
Amari's still a guy. I'm waiting for the moment when he gets to the edge.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he gets the edge, he's going to go. Cincinnati leading the Cardinals 1-0 after three in St. Louis. Huge weekend series for the Redbirds if they're going to have any chance at all at the wild card. 8 minutes to go, first half here. Streaks leading Sterling by a point. Inside the Golden Warrior red zone. On the ground, Amari again tries the cutback up the middle on a very short gain, if any. He'll pick up a yard, it looks like, to the 12, and it'll be third and seven.
Well within, you know, field goal range, I think, here of John Wren.
Yep.
Of course, the streaks, though, hoping to...
A little gain on the play.
Hope that we can get a first down here with third and seven. We've got to get the ball moving.
The streaks.
But this is definitely within range of John Wren if we do not get the first down here.
Ball spotted between the hash marks, closer to the right hash. With the streaks lining up on third and, we'll call it a long seven. Dre Egyptiaco lines up right. One receiver for the Silver Streaks at the top. Legate looking right, finds Egyptiaco complete,
touchdown.
Going for the pylon. He's right at the marker.
Put your hands up. Come on.
He's got his arm. There it is. Touchdown. Dre's helmet came off at the end of the play.
Touchdown.
He popped up, was begging the officials to throw the arms up. He finally did, and the Streaks take a touchdown lead here with 7 minutes to go in the half.
Another great route, pitch and catch there, just running a short hitch and letting Dre do his thing, and he did it.
Yeah, for 5 yards.
Yep.
Put a move on a guy, went up the sideline, and got hit right at the goal line.
There was contact, even before that at about the three, and Dre did a little bit of dragging and then dive for the pylon. The extra effort at the end finishes it off. Wren's kick,
plenty of
distance, is good, and the Streaks have an 8-point lead at Sterling. 7 minutes to go in the first half. 14-6 Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School football on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is your water heater looking old, making weird noises? It's time to cut the cord and replace that old water heater with a new one from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This is Neil Thomas. Never worry again about waking up without hot water, or worse yet, a ruptured water heater tank. Enjoy the comfort of knowing you have a dependable water heater for years to come, with a full warranty that's been installed by a qualified, licensed plumber. For a free quote, call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today at 342-4328. That's 342-HEAT.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
A 9-play scoring drive for the Silver Streaks. Took 5 minutes off the clock. Streaks moved at 71 yards downfield. They cap it off with a 12-yard touchdown pass. Tristan Legate to Dre Egyptiaco. Wren's extra point makes it 14-6 Silver Streaks. And we're ready for the kickoff here. Streaks had two third down conversions on that scoring drive. I'm not sure we've been able to say that.
No.
On any of the Streaks' offensive possessions this season. Two third down conversions. Ball teed up at the 40. Wren approaches, makes a short spinning kick. Kested runs up under it at the 18-yard line. Bounces to the outside, trips, stumbles, falls across the 30 and down at the 32.
A.J. Kested takes the Galesburg kickoff.
I don't know if that kick was short, you know, on purpose or not, but it certainly gave our coverage teams a little bit more time to get down there. Starting on the 30, what are they, the 31? At this point is probably the worst field position off a kickoff they've started on all night. So a win for the Streaks.
You know what I liked the most about our coverage there was that John Willis went down right in the middle, took on that lead blocker, kind of blew things up, opened it up.
Yeah.
The guy had to bounce a little bit and was able to come off and make a tackle. So good job, John Willis.
You kind of need that first guy to be selfless, you know, to kind of go in and sacrifice himself to knock out that wedge and let your other guys make the play.
Yep, did it there, and he made the play, so... Nice special teams play.
Derek Polson stays in at quarterback. He's been in since Colt Adams got hit in the back. Now the Streaks with penetration, and Nolan Carl in the backfield bats the sideline pass down again. Never had a chance. Second down.
I can't explain enough to our listeners how close he was
to
getting a hand on that and pop it up enough to catch it. And if he would have caught that, they were not going to catch him.
Look, his brother's, I think, telling him in that exact same thing right now, just saying, hey, why don't you try to catch that next time?
How come I'm the only one who can score defensive touchdowns?
Good older brother move there.
Second down. Play fake on the handoff. Up the middle, Polson. Runs into the Galesburg defense after a short gain up to the 34. Picks up two. And just like that, very quickly, third and eight Sterling here with 6:40 to go in the half. Galesburg leading by eight.
Boy, I tell you what, the fans over here, the sideline, it's very quiet. It's like the Golden Warriors have been snake bitten here with the streaks coming out and jumping an early lead of 14-6.
All right, third and eight, chance for the streaks. Come up with a big defensive stop here with the Warriors at their own 34-yard line. Approaching the midpoint of quarter number two, Galesburg leading by eight. Out of the gun, Polson under pressure, screen pass, makes the pass complete into the hands of Carter Ryan, who had the touchdown on the opening drive for Sterling, and he works his way up the middle to a first down at about the 44-yard line.
It's a nice play. It's a little wide receiver slip screen where they have the outside guy kind of cut across the middle, and it's designed for big play capability.
They needed eight. They got 10. First down at the Golden Warrior 44. Up the middle, Tablante slips a tackle in the backfield, enough to knock him off balance. Still makes a positive play out of it, up to about the 48.
I had a good look there. They ran power. That means the left guard came around. And I didn't get a good look at who it was, if it was Xavier. But as soon as the guard pulled, our defensive lineman crashed hard, and that running back had to change his direction. So very well played by our D-line.
5:20 to go first half, 14-6 Galesburg. Sterling approaching midfield, bouncing to the outside. Tablante with a little shoulder fake down to the Galesburg 40, where he stopped for another first down, a gain of 12.
Good block on this near side by number 20, Jacob Huffman on the play, and another Golden Warrior.
So the clock continues to roll with 5:10 to go in the half. Galesburg leading by eight, but Sterling on the move now. They'll actually mark him down at the 41-yard line. The Streaks defense backpedaling a little bit right now. Sterling trying to keep up the pace. Tablante again on the ground. Carries some defenders up to the 36-yard line for a pickup of five more. And just like that, second and five.
Finally brought down just shy of the 35.
The inside backers there, Kenyon Klein, making that play. But he's making that play too far into his side. So it's more aggressive trying to get into the gaps.
Sterling continue the up-tempo offense. They keep it on the ground, and there a good tackle made in the backfield. Tyree Kelly the handoff, only the second time he's carried the ball, and he stopped for no gain. And it'll be third and five.
Xavier Van Dyke.
Slow the pace down here a little bit.
Yep. Xavier Van Dyke there, unblocked, so I don't know if he was maybe the read man. But he's completely untouched there as end man on the line of scrimmage. Able to get in there and make that play.
Yeah, they gave the ball right to the guy that was going toward him, so yeah. Perfect.
4 minutes to go in the half. Galesburg by eight, third and five. Sterling from the Silver Streak, 36-yard line. Out of the gun, under pressure, gets the pass away, complete to the far side to Tommy Tate, who advances the ball for a first down, taken down a yard past the marker at the 30. Somebody was in the backfield and had a hand back there trying to bat that one down just outside of his outstretched fingertips.
Xavier Van Dyke again had his hands up, and it just went right between them.
Just enough there for the first down. Hunter Davina chasing that guy down the sideline as he was covering number three.
Needed five. They got six. New set of downs for Sterling at the Galesburg 30-yard line. Polson, handoff, cut back up the middle, defensive stop. Short of the line of scrimmage and pushed backwards. Nowhere to go for Kelly. He never went down, but the Streaks wrapped him up and took him down for a loss of a yard.
Yeah, good job on the interior defensive lineman again. That was Carter Clary coming through making a play. You know, that's what we need to have is a nice defensive interior lineman play.
Jeremiah
Morris.
Second and 11, Sterling. Looking to pass, swings it short to the near side, intended receiver. Diving for it back at the 27-yard line, but no chance for Jacob Huffman to come up with it, and it'll be third and 11.
Okay, so I said earlier about hitting the quarterback and force him into some indecision. we've batted, Nolan Carl's batted a ball down, blocked a couple of kicks here. He was throwing that direction, saw Nolan Carl again, and that impacted his throw. He threw that ball about 3 yards short because he saw number 12, and he said, oh, this guy's got sticky hands. He's got long arms, and I'm going to spike the ball in the dirt here.
Well, plus just to play a couple plays ago, he had Alex Van Dyke in the backfield doing the same thing.
Right.
So third and 11 now, probably two down territory, and now a timeout called by the Golden Warriors lining up at third and 11 from the 31-yard line. So with 3 minutes to go in the half, Galesburg leading by eight. Let's take a quick timeout as well. 14-6 streaks on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't let getting your hands on building materials be the thing that keeps you from landing that next big job. RP Lumber has the hardware, tools, and building materials to help you knock out one project after another. Find your nearest location at rplumber.com. RP Lumber, we keep you building.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
14-6, Galesburg leading at Sterling. 3 minutes to go, first half. Warriors and a timeout facing third and 11 from the Galesburg 31 when they come out of this timeout. Again, Jake Miller down on the sideline. We're a long ways away.
Yeah.
We're up on top of the press box, which adds some distance. And so hopefully we've got the magic spot where Jake can be without losing his perspective from the sideline now.
Alex Egypsiaco in the ballgame on defense, something you don't see very often here, lined up as the end man on the line of scrimmage.
Third and 11, Sterling. Man in motion, looking that direction. Pressure from the backside. Picked off
Bennett
by
Klein.
The Silver Streaks. Klein to the 40. Wrapped up short of the 45-yard line and taken down as the Streaks had pressure from the backside, and they pick him off for the second turnover of the night.
Cannon Klein just reading eyeballs there as he makes his drop. He sees the quarterback staring down his receiver, as a young quarterback does a lot, and he reads that perfectly, and he's able to make a great pick.
Yeah, just sat right at his drop area. Didn't have to move much, but knew there was a guy entering. They tried to look him off a little bit to the flat as a guy that came in motion to try to hit him, but that was never his intention. He tried to come back over the middle, read it perfectly. Picked up maybe 15 yards on the return, 20 yards.
Now the opportunity for the Streaks to score here and get the ball back first after the halftime.
From the 44-yard line with just under 3 minutes to go, 2:49 on the clock and a couple of timeouts remaining for the Streaks, already leading by eight. With assistance from a defensive touchdown earlier, now an interception gives them the ball close to midfield as Alex gets the carry for a gain of five to the 49.
Guys, we have seen two drives, one in each game, where the Streaks got the ball and with little time left and were able to move down the field and put points on the board. So we have seen on two occasions that the Silver Streaks are able to move the ball in like a two-minute drill situation. So here we are at 2:23. The clock is running, and now we're looking at second and five. So it's a good position for the Streaks.
Ball spotted just short of midfield after the interception. Keep it on the ground. Up the middle, finding his way through a hole. Alex dives for the first down marker, and he's very close. He's very close.
Yeah, I think they're going to call him a bit short here.
They're going to move the knee. They're going to say the knee was down, so he's a yard short. It'll be third and one.
Xavier Farnham.
In Sterling territory, though, at the 47-yard line.
Third and one for Galesburg.
Streaks trying to move the chains here. They had two third down conversions on their last possession, which ended in the end zone with a touchdown pass to Dre Egypsiaco. Third and one here, short of the Sterling 46. On the ground again, Alex, plenty for the first down. Across the 45, stopped at the 42, and the Streaks move the chains with a minute 33 to go in the half, leading by eight.
Okay, now with that initial first down, now it's time to start picking up the pace in terms of getting the plays in faster. Maybe want to signal it in instead of running it in with a player. At this point, you're 100% committed to making a score here. The clock's still running. At this point, down to 120.
Ball spotted just short of the Sterling 41-yard line on the far hash mark. Streaks come calmly out of the huddle. Mikey Eicher lines up wide left. Dre Egypsiaco, single receiver to the right. Out of the gun, Legate gets the snap of the minute to go in the half. Pass far side. Eicher falling on it, complete at the Sterling 33-yard line.
2 yards short of a first down, and Gelsberg has to burn a timeout with 51 seconds to go before halftime. So let's talk about what our halftime featured interview is this week, Sean.
Yeah, at halftime, our spotlight is going to be a voice that we could recognize. It is Jeff Houston. His position has moved to the Gelsberg Area Vocation Center, the GAVC area for the high school, which is located back behind the Northwoods church that the district has purchased. So it's all been redone in there, very nice, but we're going to talk to him about the changes that have been made back there, the facility itself, and the opportunities that the students will have by having those that nice facility there. And then, as always, we'll be talking with Principal Tom Hawkins over the first full week, even though we had no school Monday, but 4 days of school there, and then looking ahead of next week.
And, of course, the announcement being made today that the students at the high school will be online for one more week.
One more.
Due to the construction at the high school and some things that just weren't quite done. There's a lot of things in place ready for students to return, but just some polishing up with some things, that just some sort of finishing kinds of things that need to be done. So one more week of online learning, that is something that won't come up in the halftime interview, as that was just announced at about 9 o'clock this morning. All right, coming out of the streaks timeout, 51 seconds to go, 2nd and 2. Alex tries a little cutback up the middle, but it's not there. He's taken back for a loss at about the 33, and the clock rolling with 40 seconds to go in the half. Gelsberg leading by 8, and the streaks do have one timeout remaining. They elect not to use it here, and it'll be 3rd and 2.
Well, coming out of that timeout, we should have two plays put in for. If we don't get it here in 2nd down, let's have this play ready to go for 3rd down.
Yeah, boy, not a lot of urgency here. Now some scrambling to get into position. Dre going right, now lines up, shifting back left. Down to 16 seconds to go, still no snap. Finally, they get it away. Alex trying to bounce off a man on the carry in the backfield, and he stopped short. He'll get up back up to the 32-yard line. He gains the yard that he lost, and the streaks are going to try to – yes, there they stop the clock with their final timeout with 1.7 seconds left. That's going to be almost a 50-yarder if they're going to even think about trying to get points that way. John Wren has a leg. I don't know if he's got quite a 50-yard leg, though.
He doesn't have this leg, even in the competitions tonight. He was just going to let that clock run down because we're just going to see, you know, one of the more exciting plays here. In football, we'll see a Hail Mary. We've got guys like Aaron Carl, Nolan Carl, Hunter Davina, guys that are 6'3" and above. I like our chances with a jump ball for sure.
And like you guys said, Dre Egipciaco has the ability to run some routes. And of course, he's going to have you know, half the Sterling defense draped all over him, most likely.
That's why the other guys might be open. But we'll see how they play it. I mean, the coach, didn't he say they're going to do mostly man coverage here? So I imagine they're going to loosen that up, come with the zone coverage here, and kind of pack out the end zone.
Yeah, they'll be in man most of the night, but not on this. they'll play man underneath, but they'll have safeties roaming straight over the top here. A lot of guys that'll plant their feet on the goal line here, or at least they should. If they don't, the better for us.
What a fourth down conversion this would be if the streaks can loft one complete into the end zone, already leading by 8 at halftime. With 1.7 seconds showing on this fourth down play from the Sterling 33. Play fake at the line. Legate with time. Now throws off his back foot. Uh-oh. And it's going to be short of the end zone. Sterling picks it off at the 2. And then the streaks running down. Dre Egipciaco runs down the defensive player for Sterling at the 20-yard line. So half ends on an interception, but what a good first half for the streaks. Leading at Sterling by 8, 14-6. The defense was the star again. What's good at Gelsberg High School? Our halftime interview with Sean Nicky coming up next, and then we'll be back to get a word from the coaching staff and take a look at the first half stats. Say it again, streaks lead at Sterling. 14-6 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Gelsberg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Gelsberg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts Bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m., and Bingo starts at 12:45, so put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
When it comes to hearing loss, what you don't know may be hurting you. I'm Deb Dyer from Clear Sound Hearing. People with untreated hearing loss experience significantly higher incidence of isolation and depression. Studies show that adults with untreated impaired hearing have a shorter lifespan than their peers who wear hearing aids, and 90% of people with tinnitus have hearing loss. Improve your hearing. Improve your life at Clear Sound Hearing in Galesburg and Monmouth, online at lifesoundsgreat.com. Come hear what you've been missing.
Okay, Joe, how much is it going to be?
$4 billion? No, 1.2 trill. Come on, man. Numbers are hard.
Oh.
Sir. Sir, wake up, sir.
Oh, what a terrible nightmare. I dreamt that guy was running this place.
Sir, it's okay. He's not running this place, but he is running the country.
No! Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
Don't let getting your hands on building materials be the thing that keeps you from landing that next big job. RP Lumber has the hardware, tools, and building materials to help you knock out one project after another. Find your nearest location at rplumber.com. RP Lumber, we keep you building.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. Providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Clear tonight, overnight low 62. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 86. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 70. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 90. And the outlook for Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 89. It's 66 at WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School football continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report. Silver Streaks football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports.
Welcome to the halftime show. I'm Sean Hickey with this week's segment of What's Good at GHS. As we enter the third week of the season, we discuss the first week of school with Principal Hawkins, and we have a spotlight on the progress of the Galesburg Area Vocational Center. With us tonight, we have Mr. Jeff Houston, GAVC Administrator. Mr. Houston, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me again, Sean.
No problem. And you say again because we've been down this road before, many years of having this halftime show and talking about what's good at GHS. Here you are in a new role as a GAVC Administrator. So tell us a little bit about that transition. How's it been going for you?
Well, it's been exciting, actually. I mean, the progress that we're making into our new facility, which we're anxious to show the community and the public, we're about finishing up the touches on that, and we'll start our phase two project into it. We've got the building about ready to go, and we're starting to bring in new equipment for the teachers, and so we're real excited to show this thing off.
And so you say show this thing off. Where is this thing? It used to be connected to the north end of the high school, and that's where we had automotive and the garage doors for that. And we've moved that now. We have a new location. So where is this location of the new GAVC area?
Yeah, it's towards the what would be the southwest side of the building of Northwoods. We've got, if you'll go to that side, you'll see a bunch of garage doors there as well, and that's the entry into our automotive shop that then transitions into our metal shop, which transitions into our wood shop. So, yeah, we've got a few of the programs represented over here, and we're just located over here at the old Northwood site.
Okay, so not far from high school, we're looking at we want to call it grounds. So it's really fairly close to the grounds of the high school itself. So what are some highlights? You talked about the sheet metal. You talked about the wood. So what are some of the highlights of the equipment that's been in here? What is new for the students?
Yeah, so, Sean, the thing of it is that, you know, this is we've had to do a local needs assessment. So our programming represents those pathways of opportunity for, you know, local employment here. And so with that being said, we have an automotive class. We have, like I said, the manufacturing class. We have a building trades class. The nice thing about all that is we also have what we call some learning spaces and then lab spaces. So the students have a classroom they can go into and you know, get the content, and then they can go out and apply the the content to real world experiences in the lab. So we've got that. And then Lori Larson's over here with her health occupations class. We have Kurt Mustaine over here with his AP computer science classes, which we're very excited. We've got augmented reality, virtual reality. We've got some robotics going on with that class. And so we're real excited about the opportunities we're giving kids there. And then Corinne Washer's in the back of the building with her agriculture, her ag classes. So she's got a very nice large space and a little room off the back that we can use for a little grow area for some of the horticulture classes that she has. And so we're excited about the classes that we can offer our people here in the region. But we've got some new equipment, too, that brings some real life experience and career readiness in it. So the kids can leave here certified and have certifications and credentialing that maybe can step them right into a career right here in our region.
So that's outstanding. We have the benefits to the students for the area, what they could be looking forward to and how it's going to improve their overall education. So as we continue the phasing of this, what's going to be the next phase of the GABC?
Well, we still have some equipment that we need to update, but really it's just getting into those partnerships locally and strengthening those partnerships with our business partners in the area. Our strategic plan will move towards a marketing and recruitment campaign that both for the business side of things and student side of things. We need to get kids recruited into these programs and keep them involved and then transition them into, you know, maybe a trade school or even out to Carl Sandburg College for that capstone experience. So part of that phase two plan is just really strengthening the partnerships we've got and trying to, you know, get to capacity with our programming so that we're really turning out a skilled workforce.
Okay, again, that was Mr. Jeff Houston discussing the Galesburg Area Vocational Center. Thank you for your time, Mr. Houston.
Thanks for having me, Sean, and go Streaks.
Now let's talk with the new principal of GHS, Mr. Tom Hawkins. So here we are with our first full week of school. We got 4 days behind us with the Labor Day on Monday. So what are some highlights that we had from this week of school?
Well, of course, you know, we're still in the remote setting, but, you know, our athletic activities are in full swing. You know, it's been great going out and seeing, you know, our students in action, seeing our students be involved in something that they truly enjoy. An opportunity to get together and have some camaraderie with each other. So that's been great to see. Also see fans come out. You know, we did have Labor Day this week, and, you know, I talked about our athletic events that are going on, but it's always great to see our community come together, you know, at the Labor Day parade and to see we have many students that are involved in a lot of outside activities, but, you know, the one we're really proud about is our Galesburg High School marching streaks, and they did a fantastic job as they were marching in the parade, and it's wonderful to see, you know, our community support and rally behind them as well. Also this week, I've been able to join in some of the remote instruction that's been going on, seeing kids in action inside the classroom, although it is a virtual classroom. They're asking questions of the staff members, and, you know, we're doing the very best we can in the situation that we have, and that's been great. The one most important thing I want to, you know, stress, you know, attendance matters now just as much as it matters when we're in person. A lot of kids are, you know, showing up to classes, but some kids are, you know, maybe taking a class off here or there, and we just can't have that. You know, school's important, and it doesn't matter what setting you're in. It's very important that our students attend school.
If you could talk to us a little bit about what we have coming up next week.
Well, as you know, our big goal is we're getting close to being able to, you know, start attending in person at our new facility. You know, and the number one thing we have to do there, of course, is making sure we provide opportunities for our staff to get inside the building and get their classrooms ready. I know I talked a little bit about that last week, but, you know, that's actually a pretty big undertaking. You know, our staff members spend a large majority of their life in their career inside their classrooms, and those classrooms are very important to them and kind of like a home away from home for them. That's a really important thing. The next thing is, you know, getting all of our students in. And this year, when we do have our first day of in-person instruction, we thought it was very important to get all of our students in. You know, we look back, you know, what COVID did. They put a pause you know, if we look at just our junior class was in the building for only three terms. Our sophomores and freshmen have not seen the building at all. And so as a staff, we were talking and we collectively thought that it was a great idea to get all of our students in to see the new facility on the first day. Now, I know that's going to be a little hectic and a lot of people are hoping for an opportunity, if you're a freshman or sophomore parent, to be able to walk the building.
Stay connected to what's happening in Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
Knox County Chief Public Defender David Hansen will run in 2022 for Knox County Resident Judge. Hansen has been Chief Public Defender for 7 years. Hansen has also been an assistant prosecutor and in private practice, took on a range of cases in both state and federal court. Hansen is also a veteran who enlisted in the United States Marine Corps Reserve in 1996 and deployed to Iraq in 2003, where he was a squad leader in his platoon. Two women have died and four other people, including three children, have been hospitalized after a carbon monoxide leak in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood. Fire officials say a woman in her 70s and another woman in her 50s were found dead inside the home in the basement. Their names have not been released. One adult and three children were taken from the same scene to Stroger Hospital in stable condition. A neighbor reported smelling gas, and when crews entered the building, they found carbon monoxide levels of 200 parts per million, which can be fatal. I'm Cameron Lyne. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's News.
Fox News, I'm Eben Brown. Tomorrow marks 20 years since the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. It will be a day of solemn ceremony for many, President Biden included.
No matter how much time has passed, these commemorations bring everything painfully back, as if you just got the news a few seconds ago. And so on this day, Jill and I hold you close in our hearts and send you our love.
The President and the First Lady will make visits tomorrow to the Pentagon, the World Trade Center site in New York City, and the United 93 crash site in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The anniversary comes as the U.S. ends its military involvement in Afghanistan, from where those terrorists hatched their plot. Not all Americans were removed in time for the withdrawal deadline, and other nations have been securing their exit. America is listening to Fox News.
Is your water heater looking old, making weird noises? It's time to cut the cord and replace that old water heater with a new one from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This is Neil Thomas. Never worry again about waking up without hot water, or worse yet, a ruptured water heater tank. Enjoy the comfort of knowing you have a dependable water heater for years to come with a full warranty that's been installed by a qualified, licensed plumber. For a free quote, call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today at 342-4328. That's 342-HEAT.
Having bad credit doesn't mean it's the end of the road for you and your car buying journey. In fact, there are many car buyers with bad credit who qualify for financing on both new and used cars through YEM's Credit Acceptance Program. This is Dustin Cardenas, the Cadillac guy at YEM. We partner with many lenders, including Credit Acceptance, to guarantee credit approval. Whether you're on a fixed income, unemployment income, or you have multiple open auto loans or multiple repossessions, stop in soon and give us a chance to help with our Credit Acceptance Program at YEM.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Nick Isher with WGIL. The 8th annual Feed My Lambs Run, Walk, Bike 5K is this Saturday at the Abingdon Christian Church. Registration starts at 7, race begins at 8. Money raised supports weekly snack packs and food boxes for children in District 276. Download your registration form on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Sterling. 14-6 is the Galesburg lead over the Sterling Golden Warriors. You heard that right. Streaks 0-2. Conference opener taking a 1-1 traditional powerhouse Sterling. But it's the Streaks on top by 8. Lots of good things to talk about. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by YEM Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Let's talk about some of those good things. Jake, take it away with Coach Hall.
Coach Hall here with me. Coach, what a half. You saw a little bit of everything. We saw defensive scores. We saw blocked kicks on special teams. Talk to these guys just a little bit. What does a special teams play like we saw happen a couple times and a defensive score do for your football club in terms of winning the game?
when you may be lacking the game, you pick it up another third. Special teams is so underrated, but when you pick up on it, man, it can really boost the morale of your team.
Absolutely, and that's what we saw tonight. The momentum shifted, you know, after the first quarter. So, Coach, we got to talk about in terms of adjustments real quick. 87 yards of total offense for the Streaks. Now, part of that was we had short fields to work from. We had, you know, the defensive score. Offense to get us going, at least, you know, at least on the ground. What can we do to get us going against this Sterling defense?
First of all, you think you want to run your game plan and you want to take what they give you. But then there's times you got to take your shots, and that's what Coach Kane is doing. He's calling a great game, and he's setting them up to take shots.
Hey, Coach, I appreciate it. Good luck to you in the second half.
I appreciate it.
Thanks to Coach Robert Hall joining us here at halftime as we get some perspective from the locker room and what the thoughts are leading into the second half. Galesburg leading Sterling 14-6. Let's take a look at our halftime statistics. Also brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Working a little bit of darkness up here, so just trying to get it to where I can see. Jake mentioned the numbers, 53 yards on the ground. Oh, thank you, Sean. Phones are wonderful, aren't they? Alex Egyptiaco, 12 carries for 50 yards. Amari Richardson had a couple of carries for 3. Tristan Legate, 3 for 6 passing with 2 interceptions and a touchdown. The second interception was the last play of the first half, so that was pretty inconsequential. 34 yards passing through the air. Dre Egyptiaco had a couple of catches for 26 yards, including a 12-yard touchdown, and Mikey Eicher had an 8-yard reception. So the other touchdown, you might be wondering. I heard one touchdown mentioned in there, but you said the Streaks had 14 points. It was a defensive fumble return by Aaron Carl of 60 yards. For Sterling, 20 plays on the ground for 56 yards rushing. All of those to Antonio Tablante, 11 carries for 56 yards, because all of the other plays on the ground added up come to 0. Garrett Polson's been sacked a couple of times. He's got -5. Colt Adams, the second quarterback who came in, carried the ball once for 2. Tyree Kelly has carried it 3 times for -3, and A.J. Kestit has a couple of carries. Garrett Polson, the starting quarterback, completed his first pass of the game for a 36-yard touchdown pass to Carter Ryan. He's completed 6 out of 10 with an interception for 66 yards. And Colt Adams, the second quarterback in the game, passed it once for a 10-yard reception. Ryan has 3 catches for 56. Tommy Tate and Jacob Huffman each had a 6-yard reception in that first half. Penalties. We talk about how uncharacteristic it has been to watch this Sterling team tonight. Not the Sterling solid, dominating kind of performance of what we're used to seeing from this team. It plays out on the penalty side as well. They've had 2 consequential penalties, 15 yards both times. The second one that was 15 took the Streaks from the 30 down to the 15-yard line and helped set up that scoring drive that finished off with a 12-yard reception by Dre Egyptiaco. The Streaks, meanwhile, have only 1 penalty tonight. And even that one was pretty debatable, as you guys talked about. So this has really been a very impressive performance all the way around by the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, and I don't want to make it sound like that we're surprised that we have a lead here. We've played 2 good teams in Dunlap and Morton. I think that some of the things that we've done there is to identify Richardson. Some of the problems that we've had. We've addressed those problems. Game planned well here for the Golden Warriors, and we've come out with a lead at halftime. Hopefully we come with the second half that can seal the victory.
Sterling kicking deep to start the second half, and the Silver Streaks receive it at the 6-yard line. Coming back up the middle of the field, Amari Richardson returns it to the 24-yard line.
That time for the Warriors.
So we're underway in the third quarter.
Yeah, the Silver Streaks player down on the field here.
Start first and 10.
Not how we want to start the half.
No.
Don't know, 24-yard line.
Can you see who it is, Jake?
It's either 12 or 13.
Officials timeout on the field.
So 12 would be Nolan Carl. 13 would be Dre Egyptiaco. We are completely blocked up here. Alex is blocking our ability to see the number.
I think this is Dre.
And it would make sense if Alex is the guy right there.
Yeah, he had the
twin brothers, of course.
One leg taped. Left calf was taped. You could see that from up here.
Looks like Brandon Terrell is massaging the right calf area. I was busy adding up numbers, and I never really checked anything. Jake, you tend to have a little bit of time during halftime. Did you mm-hmm. happen to check for any scores at the break as Dre comes up and scampers off the field?
Yep, Dre looks to be okay. I haven't checked any scores. Like you had alluded to earlier, I was really interested. I was looking for UT Geneseo.
Yeah.
Because I personally don't, at this point, like, you know, with the games that they've played early on, like, trust that 2-0 record for both of them. But so I was kind of interested to see how that was going to play out tonight, but I haven't been able to find that yet.
Silver Streaks freshman lost tonight 14-12, varsity leading 14-6 as we get ready to run the first offensive play of the second half. Gelsberg starting this drive from the 24. They keep it on the run, trying to bounce to the outside, and Alex is contained there, tries to lean forward to stretch the ball out to pick up a yard, which he does to the 25, and that's it.
So just kind of watching here on the sideline with this point of view, I can see, you know, right now they're looking at just doing a quick tape job here on Dre. Looks to be a lower extremity, like an ankle. But if they're taping him up like that, he looks to plan to get back in the ballgame.
And probably pretty quickly, too, he'll be back in.
Second and 9, Silver Streaks. Leading 14-6. Again, a defensive touchdown. Aaron Carl with a fumble return. And a touchdown pass from Tristan Legate to Dre Egyptiaco. Two-time All-Western Big Six Conference, which, of course, why the concern with him being out with the injury. Alex up the middle, runs into A.J. Kested, and his forward progress is stopped immediately. Looked like Alex might have some room to run, but he gets stopped at the 28 for a short gain of 3, and it brings up third and about 6 for the Streaks. They were 3 out of 5 on third downs in the first half. One of their best performances of the season in that first half on third down percentages.
Guys, I got a halftime score coming in from a buddy of mine from Geneseo. Geneseo is 10-0 ahead of UT at halftime.
All right. We appreciate your buddy filling us in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Third and 6. One wide out to each side of the field for the Streaks. Legate back to pass, rolling right, throws on the run to Cannon Klein, complete, but then no gain afterward as he makes the catch at the 29-yard line for no gain, and it'll bring up fourth down. Cannon had no chance after coming up with that reception with the defense all over him as soon as he caught it.
Yeah, kind of benign there in our first drive coming out of the half is – a couple of run plays with not much as a gainer, and then a short no gainer pass play. You take your top weapon out of your offense, and things do tend to kind of slow down a bit. So hopefully the Streaks can make those adjustments, and hopefully Dre get back in the ballgame.
See what the punting strategy is here from Davina with A.J. Kested running some good ones back. They go traditional, up in the air, backing up Kested, juggles it a bit, and a nice open field tackle. Alex downfield. Grabs him down low, knocks him off balance, and takes him down short of the 35-yard line. They'll spot it at the 32.
It was just enough to get him down. He kind of broke the tackle, but it was just enough to get that knee down. Huge play.
Well, he caught the ball, and Alex was right on top of him as soon as he caught the ball. I mean, if he couldn't make a move to make a miss, which he could have, but Alex was too close to him, that he was able to get enough of an arm on him that he wasn't able to break the tackle.
So, Streaks trying to keep the momentum in their favor, leading by a touchdown. First offensive possession with Colt Adams back in at quarterback for Sterling. Up the middle on the first play and some room to run by Tablante, who gets a first down to the 44-yard line, and he picks up 12 on the first play of the second half.
First down and a Golden Warrior.
So the defense needs to recover quickly. Quincy leading Moline 14-7, end of the first quarter in that game. Good catch, Sean.
Compliments to Lori Ayton for that one.
Short gain on first down, just up the middle by Tablante. Gets across the 45 to the 46 for a pickup of 2. It'll be second and 8.
Lori Ayton always good to give us a Moline score, of course, from time to time.
Just underway, third quarter, 14-6. Sterling in the hurry up. Out of the gun. The keeper. Adams up the middle, nowhere to run. Good contain by the Streaks defense, stopped at the 47 for a gain of a yard, and brings up third and 7 now. And Sterling in the first half, one for 6 on third downs. They had 6 third down opportunities just in the first quarter alone. They were 3 for 8 on third downs overall in the first half. This is 3rd and 7.
Ball's marked right at the 47-yard line.
You know, here we see Adams in at quarterback. They're kind of trying to feel out which of these two quarterbacks is going to make their offense go. And right now, it's really just about stopping the running game.
Short of midfield, back to pass. Under pressure, gets the pass away, takes a hit, and it's overthrown in Galesburg territory. Intended receiver downfield was Carter Ryan, who's made big catches in this game for Sterling. And Adams got knocked out of the game earlier when he got a hit, and he's slow to get up here, and it'll be fourth down.
Yeah, he's taking the brunt of some of these big defensive line hits from the Silver Streaks.
So, a
forced a punt here, right here at midfield. Definitely the right decision here for Sterling, and the Streaks get the ball back.
Continue to hit him. I said all game, he's going to lead to indecision.
Yuri Guerrero had one blocked earlier. Better blocking by Sterling, and a very short punt. Shanked it to the right side, and it bounces at the Galesburg 38-yard line, out of bounds. So they got the pressure. I got to believe that Guerrero, the punter, had it in his head. He saw Carl coming, and I think that was Hunter Davina coming right up the middle at him. So he gets it away, but a very short kick, and the Streaks have it. Not bad field position by any means. 7:55 to go third quarter.
But all those plays add up, you know, the block punt, the block kick.
It's in his head.
Yeah, absolutely. The throws that we've knocked down at the line of scrimmage, and, you know, as he tries to hurry those releases, it's going to impact the quarterback's reads if we continue to hit him. It's going to make him throw the ball quicker if he's going to drop back and try to deliver a deeper ball. All these things are adding up over the course of the game, which is the reason why the Streaks are up right now 14-6.
Dre back in the ball game.
Out of the gun, handoff to Alex. Egypciaco bouncing to the outside. Good gain on first down across the 40 to about the 43. Picks up 5, and it'll be 2nd and 5.
Found a little success here on the edge for the first time. Maybe the Streak staff will see that. And one thing we haven't seen offensively is any kind of a design toss play to the outside, and maybe that's something now that they'll look at doing.
Oh, Rocky leading Alleman 43-0 in the second quarter.
Oh, goodness.
So they have now been outscored 160+0, they being Alleman. Up the middle, close to the 45, goes Alex again for a short gain. It'll bring up 3rd and about 4 for the Streaks here, who did not get a first down on their first offensive possession of the half. We're down to the 7-minute mark here in the third quarter with an 8-point lead. Streaks would like to put something together here, try to add to that one touchdown lead on the scoreboard.
I think they'll bring pressure here. It'd be a good time to maybe think about a screen pass.
Aaron Carl lined up tight end right.
I still like tight end over the middle here.
Dre lines up wide to the right. Legate rolling left, looking that direction. May keep it. Goes for the marker, and I think he got knocked out of bounds before he got to the first down marker. So the Streaks will face 4th down here. And punting situation with the ball 5 yards short of midfield. Actually, they're going to say Tristan went out right at the line of scrimmage. So no gain, 4th and 4.
Galesburg ball run out of bounds about the 44.
He tucked that, and Bachman had separated. The two guys that were near him ran up to make a tackle, and he had separated. But at that point, the ball was already tucked, and we couldn't make a throw. Good decision at that point not to try to pull it back out and throw.
Hunter Davina gets the boot away at the 35, and a good kick backing up Kested, and he runs back, picks it up on a bounce at the 15. Now runs into the Streaks coverage and taken down right at the 20-yard line. The first guy there to take him down was Marcus Lewis. Interesting strategy to chase that one backwards on the bounce and then turn and try to cut up field, and he really doesn't get anything out of it.
I think it was the right call for him to do that, because if it doesn't pick it up, that thing has a chance to go down inside the 5 and maybe even closer to the
Cardinals and Reds tied at 2-6 at Busch Stadium. Again, crucial series for the Cardinals, trailing the Reds in the wild card race right now. Philadelphia right there in the mix. Padres ahead of both teams. 6:26 to go third quarter here. Galesburg by 8. Sterling first down from the Streaks 20. And Tablante wrapped up by Damian Thomas behind the line of scrimmage. The officials blow the whistle. And Paul called the play dead at the 19 for a loss of a yard.
Thomas on the stop of the Silver Streaks.
And it's all Jablonte. I mean, that is right now extremely one-dimensional here for Sterling at this point in the time. And the Streaks defense is the one causing this to happen. So they're certainly stacking this box. A lot of players up in here to stop the run right now.
That's what I was going
to
say. You guys were talking about the Streaks defensive formation early in the game. We haven't really talked about it, but they're pretty much sticking in the same. All right, this is back in the game. Polson and almost picked off by Mikey Eicher, throwing off his back foot under pressure, throwing to the far side, and Eicher was in full steam trying to go after that ball and knocks it down incomplete.
If the Streaks win this football game, the unsung heroes of all this are going to be what Mikey Eicher and what Cam Aguirre and what Javion Beckham are doing, because they are doing it by themselves. Right, they're going to be on an island all night long, defending these receivers. And you had a break in play, you know, play three of this game, but there hasn't been a break since.
Well, we also have had good penetration. We've had balls knocked down. We've had sacks. The quarterback's been hit.
Third and 11. Polson going that direction again. Nice. Finds Carter Ryan in an open field tackle made at the 25-yard line. That's 5 yards short of the first down. Carter has been the guy who's come up with big catches in the first half for Sterling. But he can't break free to get the first down and move the chains, and the punt unit heads out.
And the quarterback was hit again there, Jake. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's junior Cam Aguirre, just like on cue as I make that call. Cam Aguirre, one-on-one coverage, makes a great open field tackle short of the sticks.
Boy, how the Streaks would love a blocked punt here, deep in Sterling territory.
Yeah, we saw him shank it already.
Punt from Guerrero. Yep, he's going to get it away at about the 15. And they had pressure on, but he got it away in a good one, a high one. And the Streaks have a chance to return it. Bouncing to the outside, and Cam Aguirre is run down short of the 50. But Streaks are going to have great field position. It was Jablonte who made the tackle at the 49-yard line. And the Streaks have 51 yards to try to add to this 8-point lead with 4:50 to go in the third quarter.
Galesburg starts good field position right at midfield.
You know, I go back to the question you started off the broadcast with, and talking about the impact of not having your starting quarterback in. Mm-hmm. We've seen Sterling have to go back and forth as if they're trying to decide which quarterback can get the job done, and right now neither one of them are doing it.
They are.
I mean, if it's not, they can't get the ball moving upfield through throwing the ball. They can't get the ball upfield running the ball. And that's tip our hat to our defense. Our defense is playing a fantastic game. We have taken the Golden Warriors right now out of their offensive game plan because they cannot find a quarterback that's going to get the ball moving. So continue what we're doing defensively because it is working.
And that's not on the quarterback entirely. That's on what the Streaks defensive line is doing to the Sterling offensive line, as Galesburg takes a little play straight up the middle for Alex Egyptiaco. He does get across the 50 into Sterling territory, but only a gain of about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. And second and long.
Sorry, listen, if anybody is not going to feel sorry about quarterback problems, it's going to be us. For three years, we've dealt with having to come in with a backup quarterback, you know, with Connor going down.
At Quincy.
Grant goes down. We got to bring.
Against Quincy.
Yeah, so nobody's going to feel bad, at least not on this side of the field right now, right? You got to play with who you got. The Streaks are doing it. They got to do it too.
Yeah, football has always been a game of who's next.
Give Alex a generous two on first down, second and eight. Play fake. Tristan rolling left, throws, man downfield, and it's intercepted, and we've got flags down, and the tackle made by Hunter Davina, the intended receiver, and now another flag as Kelly intercepted it for Sterling. So I think we're going to have pass interference, and I don't know if it's going to be offensive pass interference on Davina.
I don't think it was.
It shouldn't be.
And then it's going to be a penalty against Davina for kind of throwing Kelly down at the end of the play here. There was a lot of contact down there. I'm with you guys. I think that was on the defense, but the officials are going to talk this one over. In fact, Aaron Carl is waving to his teammates, don't head to the sideline. Offense, stay out here. So he's overheard something.
Offset penalties, replay the down?
Well, it depends. Is the penalty on Davina going to be during the tackle, or was it after the tackle? That's true. I couldn't see that.
It was after.
So it's probably going to be Streaks ball at the original line of scrimmage minus 15 yards, correct?
There's the pass interference call against Kelly for Sterling. And there's the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Silver Streaks.
Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against the Silver Streaks.
A lot of booing from the Sterling faithful below us. I don't know what they were watching that they couldn't see that. So here comes the walk-off. We're getting the ball back to where the line of scrimmage is. which was back at the Sterling 48-yard line. So we're just basically going to replay the down is what it all comes down to, right? You're going to walk 15 off against them and then walk 15 off against the Silver Streaks and bring it right back. I love it when they do this. Can't we just do backyard football and say, it's all good, let's just redo it. So they walk off the 15, now we're going to walk it back 15. And it stays right where it was, replay okay. the down.
They got to make a show of it, right? You got to look official.
No, they're taking it back. Oh, well, he went too far. He lost,
yeah. he lost track. He lost. He's, he forgot to count. All right, so all of that to be, what is it?
Still second down.
10.
No,
11,
it's going to be first
11,
and 10.
12.
Okay.
First and 10, Galesburg.
Because the pass interference is an automatic first down.
Okay.
So, yeah, first and 10. So, ultimately, no blood, no foul there. But the Streaks are going to get a new set of downs.
Yeah. It was second down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it ends up being a gain out of all this. Unfortunately, the Streaks had the penalty at the end of the play. Otherwise, we'd be down.
I'm not sure that was right, but we'll take it. I'll have to think about that one on the drive home.
Out of the offset eye and a flag right as we get this one underway. That'll be a penalty against the Streaks. Back them up five. Back into their own territory at the 47.
That's a movement here on the left side. I think they're going to catch Big Germ Goods. And he's the largest man on the field. So when he moves, he's going to see. And I think he just got a little antsy there trying to get to a reach block that he was going to have to make on that.
The drive started just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Right now we're just under 4 minutes to go. So the game's kind of slowed down here quite a bit, especially with the penalties on the previous play. First and 15 Streaks from their own 47-yard line now, leading 14-6 at Sterling. Trips to the right. Three wideouts to the right side. Looking that direction. Out of the backfield. Pass complete to Cam Aguirre. Flag down as Aguirre cuts back toward the middle and hit from behind and taken down back in Sterling territory at the 47-yard line. So he gets the penalty yardage back, plus one. And let's see what the penalty flag is.
I wonder if they're going to get blocking before the pass, but the pass was a lateral. The pass was backwards. This kind of got into what we were talking about a little bit last week.
Yeah.
You know, so in my opinion, if the pass is backwards, you can block ahead because it's like a run play.
And they did wave that off in
they
the Morton
that
game
off
last
there,
week.
And they're waving it off
again.
Here.
Okay.
All right. So the same thing occurs. The pass was backwards.
Their coach is not happy here.
No, he's not.
So it goes as a gain of six on the pass play to Aguirre. And it moves back into Sterling territory. So we flip from 147 to the other. 147-yard line to the other. Second and nine Streaks with the clock rolling. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. And an eight-point Galesburg lead. Freshman lost tonight 14-12. So not a lot of scoring in either one of these games so far. Out of the gun. Back to pass.
Legate
now flushed out of the pocket. Left has room to run.
Lots of room.
He's at the 45. The 40. First down, 35. A run out of bounds at about the Sterling 33-yard line. Had a whole bunch of green in front of him, and Tristan recognized it. It took off.
Yeah, great decision. I saw it early, and I'm glad he made the same decision there. He is mobile enough to be able to gain some ground with his legs, and he showed it there.
Picked up 14 to the 33-yard line, first down Streaks. Again, trying to add to this eight-point lead. A one-touchdown lead. And what a message this would send to the Western Big Six.
Here we are, Jake, double tight bone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We haven't seen that tonight yet.
Out of the wishbone, on the ground, Alex up the middle. Not much there, if anything. He might have gotten a yard to the 32.
Yeah, Sean, we talked about it off the air. Sometimes I don't like us in this double-tight bone because we're, you know, I don't necessarily think we match up in that formation. But against this defensive line and our size advantage, it might be something that is a nice wrinkle for us in this game.
Second quarter score between Moline and Quincy. The Maroons have taken a 21-20 lead over the Blue Devils now. Here at Sterling, 2:50 to go, third quarter, Galesburg by eight. Left side, Aguirre trying to bounce to the outside, got some room. He's got the first down up the far sideline, spun down inside the 20-yard line for a first down for the Silver Streaks. Aguirre got a little room to run on the edge, and it's down to the 17 for a pickup of 15.
Alex is down. What do you see there, Jake?
It's a cramp.
Yep.
He's cramping. It's a cramp. He'll get up and get that kind of worked out, and he'll get back in that ball game. Doesn't look to be too serious. He is going to come out. Have to come out for a play unless the Streaks take a timeout, which They're running guys off the field. Oh, they're bringing him back out. So no timeout was called.
But meanwhile, the Silver Streaks are still on the sideline.
We're huddled up getting water.
Yeah. So Galesburg gets a free abbreviated timeout.
Yeah. You guys cramping here? Have some water.
So you'll see Kanan Klein. He's going to be the fullback. They're going to stay in the bone here. Amari Richardson now in the game with Cam Aguirre will be the three backs behind Tristan as we got two tight ends in the ball game, Hunter DeVita and Aaron Carl. Oh. And
officials timeout.
Now,
oh, they're going to let Sterling get a drink now.
Aw. He is, I think that's because I think they're going to force Galesburg maybe to take a timeout
here. No, the official called it for him. He pointed to himself. He did not point a direction.
Okay.
Called the official's timeout.
I think since they saw Galesburg taking water, it would certainly be fair to allow the Sterling team to get over there and get to their coaches, get a water.
Yeah.
So I think probably a good call there by the officials to even that out.
Yeah, the injury was on our sideline right in front of us. So, they blew the whistle. We were quickly to get out there. Alex got up quickly. Brandon Terrell was there quickly, got him off the field, but we continued to get drinks. Meanwhile, the Golden Warriors were trying to get their water kids out there to get their players hydrated, and they wouldn't let them go. So,
it's all right. We don't want to exacerbate any other potential problems
with,
leg cramps or anything like that. So,
kind of
we're setting things up for that way. So,
or even have their coach become petulant with the situation and make it even worse.
You don't want that either. Hey, Sean, on this left hash right here, I want to see a play-action pass, Tristan rolling out to the right side. I think Aaron Carl or Hunter DeVita on a tight end would be a perfect play call here. Running three plays in a row out of the bone, I think it would be a great play on first down.
So first down, Silver Streaks from the 17-yard line.
Nope, cross lead.
Leading by eight.
That works too.
Up the middle, room to run. Close to a first down inside the 10. Almost down to the 8-yard line before Aguirre is finally brought down. Looks like he picks up 9. And the Streaks banging on the door now, trying to add to an 8-point lead with 2:20 to go in the third quarter.
That works too. He kind of got into the second level of the defense, and it looked like Cam was actually a little bit surprised, and he kind of stopped to make a move. The defensive back there making a nice open field play, or else Cam scores.
Second and one, Streaks. Trying to set up first and goal and find their way to the end zone. They stay out of the wishbone. Cam to the outside. Gets the corner to the 5. Richardson dives for the pylon.
Get your hands
up. He's got a hand. It's touchdown. And the Streaks take a 14-point lead with a minute 55 to go in the third quarter.
And, Brett, I want to say it was in the second quarter. You said it would be nice to see him get the speed out to the space, get him outside a little bit there. He's able to show what speed he has. Made one guy miss, bounced it on out. And he got his arm inside the pylon just enough to the touchdown.
Just a race to the pylon.
It was.
And I like Amari's chances in that race just about 9 out of 10 times.
A 7-play scoring drive. The extra point coming. John Wren's
it
kick is good. 21-6. Streaks by 15 at Sterling with a minute 55 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by local State Farm agent John Hawkinson, offering home, auto, and life policies to fit your budget and lifestyle. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for the Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Prairie Players Civic Theater, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A 7-play scoring drive for the Silver Streaks. 2 minutes, 55 seconds off the clock. Drive started at the 50. And Amari Richardson with his first varsity touchdown of 8 runs, diving for the pylon in the corner. Both of the Streaks' offensive touchdowns have abused that front pylon in that corner, and they lead 21-6 with a minute 55 to go in the third quarter.
But I don't feel bad for the pylon.
No, not at all. Again, a short kick taken by Kested at the 15. Running right, grabbed from behind across the 30 and down to the 33-yard line. where this Sterling Golden Warrior drive will start with a minute 50 to go.
You know, not that it's something the Streaks coaching staff is surprised about or that we're surprised about. Can you what the, like at other football games right now, when they announce those scores, this score of this game over the loudspeaker, what the reaction of the crowd is going to be. And that is, I mean, it's the Streaks are earning every bit of this. This is no fluke. But that is how big that this win could be to turn things around here for Galesburg.
We still have a minute 50 to go in a third quarter.
Absolutely.
Fourth quarter to go. We need to finish this up.
See Adams back in at quarterback, bouncing off a stop at the line. And, boy, does the defense look energized with Tablante trying to bounce to the outside, and they take him down after a gain of just a yard.
He had to work really hard for that yard as well. So. Outstanding.
A swarm of Silver Streaks defenders.
Well, our line play is fantastic. If we watched last week and saw Morton controlling line of scrimmage, we're seeing this week there's no doubt that the Silver Streaks are controlling line of scrimmage tonight.
Second and 9 from the Sterling 34 out of the gun. Adams back to pass. Throwing long near sideline intended for Ryan. He goes up. He juggles it. He brings it down on the sideline complete in Galesburg territory at the 42-yard line. And that is why he is their star receiver, number one target. That was a fantastic catch that was not at all easy to make.
No. Great pitch, great catch. And Cam was there. You know, it just was a great play.
Power.
Gain of 24 up the middle. Sterling still pushing the defenders down to the 35-yard line for a gain of 7 by Tablante. And now Sterling trying to gain some momentum late third quarter with under a minute to go, trailing by 15.
Here they are moving the ball. This is what we're talking about here. We got to get a stop.
Power second again. And 3. Tablante cuts back, tackled right at the line of scrimmage, and looks a little slow to get up at the 33-yard line. He'll be a yard short of the first down marker. Third and 1. Under 30 seconds to go, third quarter.
Well, they do not need to run a play. There's the play clock has more time on it than the game clock.
Actually, they're going to mark him down at the 34, so it's third and 2. Tablante again, up the middle.
Nothing.
Runs into the Streaks defense, pushed backwards. He might have gotten a yard, and it's going to be fourth and less than a yard, and that's the end of the third quarter. The Streaks take a 15-point lead into the fourth quarter at Roscoe Eads Stadium at Sterling. Stay tuned for the fourth quarter action coming up on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Keep your home safe and secure with Swan Security Products. Swan provides a solution for every home or business on any budget. From cameras to motion lights, we have what you need. Get 11% off all Swan Security Products. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through September 11th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Tune in for Fighting Illini football as Illinois takes on Virginia. Coverage begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Three quarters gone at Sterling. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. And as we get ready to start the fourth quarter, Sterling facing a fourth and inches from the Galesburg 33.5-yard line.
I'm not sure what the Sterling coach is still out here at midfield talking about. I'm assuming the spot. Assuming he didn't like the spot. Sean was just talking about he thought it was a favorable spot. It's funny, you know, how the two different perspectives are. But I have no idea what's going on there. But here the teams come out, and guys, you know, it's early in the fourth quarter, but what a big stop the Streaks would have here if they can find a way. Maybe you can see that whole shift thing going on here, Sean, where they stem and try to get some offensive linemen to jump.
Yes, I think we will see that.
A lot of talking going on. Now the officials are going to confer a little bit before we get the fourth quarter started.
Okay, what are we going to do if they say shift again?
Right.
We're going to throw a flag
on a penalty? Okay.
Referee and the umpire kind of talking it over. Yeah, he's kind of in the middle of the Silver Streaks. All right, we're ready to go. Fourth and inches, Sterling. They get the snap away. The quarterback, Adams, gets the first down. Went left. Looked like there was a not much there, but he found the hole and got the first down to about the 28-yard line. So a new set of downs for the Golden Warriors. Silver Streaks lead 21-6.
And a Golden Warrior.
We're 5 seconds into the fourth quarter. The Silver Streaks trying to come up with a monumental victory would be Coach Derek Blackwell's first as a head coach, but a long way to go yet. First down, Sterling in Galesburg territory. Up the middle to Blonte. Stopped, and it was Kelly, rather, and pushed backwards. Not sure he got anything on that.
It's like Xavier Van Dyke came out of that pile.
There's a bunch.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys in there. Cannon Klein in there. Van Dyke, I think, was in there first.
Second nine Warriors.
You know, these are going to wear on Jablonte. I don't know how many carries he has, but he's got a bunch.
That was Kelly. He gained just a yard. They go to Kelly again, left, breaks free of one tackle, gets across the 20, dives forward to about the 17. That's his best run all night long. He'd been held for negative yardage total for the game until he picked up 9. Are they going to give him the first down?
They stopped the clock.
They're eyeballing it. The referee wants a measurement. Two in the game tonight. Gives a chance for us to thank one of our sponsors, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation not only to Sterling tonight, but anytime we hit the road. We're in a 2020 Nissan Pathfinder that's about as loaded as it could get. We've got two LCD monitors in the front. We've got Sean sat in the back. In fact, we found out it's a third row vehicle, but the second row slides so you can create more leg room for whoever might be in the third room. It's got the, I'm looking on the description here. What do you call it? With the
dual moonroof. Yeah.
Dual moonroof. Yeah. There we go. Thank you.
It's a nice vehicle for sure. It's 15,000 miles on it right now, and it's listed as they left the price tag right around 39,000, I think, is what they're asking for it. It's definitely a nice vehicle, very good ride for us on the way up here.
No first down for Sterling, so they'll have to go for it on third and inches. Knoxville leading Stark County 55-14 in that game. Here we go on third and inches. On the ground, right up the middle to Blonte. First down across the 15 to the 14 before he stopped.
Got a late flag. I think I saw come flying in.
No, I didn't see anything.
Inside the 15 to about the 14.
The side judge on your end, or maybe he was throwing his little beanbag. They're talking about something, though. I can't get as close because my mic cuts out if I get as close as I want to be. But it looked to me like something was thrown.
Face mask against the Silver Streaks. Okay. So the ball was sitting at the 14. That's going to add to it. And we're going to take it down to the 9.
First and goal.
So first and goal, Sterling at the 9. Just the fourth penalty of the night against the Silver Streaks. Quick snap up the middle to Blonte. Cut back to the right side. Drags Hunter Davina down to the 3-yard line before he stopped. That was a hard run by Tablante, and Hunter had to do everything he could to hang on to him and bring him down.
Mikey Eicher was there to kind of finish up it. You know, we had the fit and then the polish, and Mikey came in with the polish.
Tablante, the workhorse on the drive for Sterling, trailing by 15 with 10.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Out of the gun, Colt Adams still in at quarterback. They keep it on the ground to Tablante. Gets through a hole up the middle. Looked like it was going to close, and I think he's got the touchdown. The officials are running in. They want to eyeball this. They want to see. Unpile. There's the signal. Touchdown. 3-yard touchdown run by Tablante.
Looks like they're holding the kicker back. They're going to go for two, it looks like here.
And go for two now?
Yeah, I wouldn't chase points here. I would have kicked it
I would think
here.
So.
But they're going to go for two now. This is big because they don't make it here, and it's still a two-score ball game.
Yeah.
I would have kicked it here and made it a one-score
game.
Made
it an 8-point game, yeah.
There's confusion.
They're not sure what they want to do. They got all kinds of receivers out
11.
To the right. Are they muddled? What?
Quads.
Quads right.
Yeah.
Streaks may call a timeout here to
empty
get this
empty backfield. With the quarterback, Adams out of the gun.
He'll carry it on
and
his
own. And he's going to just run right up the middle. Streaks and a dive at the end after the stop made at about the 1.5. And the extra effort by Adams gets over the goal line for the two-point conversion, and it is a one-possession game with 10:15 to go, and the streak's on top still by a touchdown, 21-14. Kickoff when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It started as a crack, but now it's a gap. If your concrete driveway or patio has seen better days, it's time to make a call to the true concrete experts. Courtright Construction of Oneida. Make sure it's done right the first time. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Okay.
Tune in for Fighting Illini football as Illinois takes on Virginia. Coverage begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Sterling engineers an 11-play scoring drive after the Silver Streaks put together a 7-play scoring drive to take a 15-point lead late third quarter. Sterling comes back with an 11-play scoring drive. 67 yards in 3 minutes and 35 seconds to Blonte, the 3-yard touchdown run. The quarterback Adams with a 2-point conversion, and it's 21-14 Streaks, and we've got 10:15 to go in the game. I don't think you do anything tricky here. This is going to be a straight kick. Give the Sterling defense a chance to make a big stop on the Silver Streaks, although I could be surprised, but I can't imagine they would try an onside kick here. Lots of time left to go in the game. They kick it straight. They kick it down the middle of the field. Now working his way left, Curtis takes it at the 5 to the 15, go. Trying to dance past some defenders, and he's stacked up at the 19-yard line and taken down. So good coverage downfield by Sterling. Marcus Lewis just didn't have much of a chance to return that. 10:07 to go in the game. Streaks take over at the 19.
First and 10 Silver Streaks from their 19.
You can kind of feel, you know, the momentum starting to swing in the wrong direction if you're a Streaks fan at this point. And the way you got to shut that down at this point is you got to get a first down,
yeah,
right?
Sticks.
Just get the sticks moving and try to get a little rhythm going.
It's winning
in the
time.
Offense. Yeah, that's it. It's what you're made of at this point.
Rock Island has added to the lead, 56-0 on Alleman now. Pioneers are scoreless in the first 2 weeks plus. Trying to bounce to the outside, Alex under pressure gets back to the line of scrimmage and gains a couple out of it. He was in pressure, under pressure, behind the line of scrimmage, but he kept his feet, and he stayed up, and he made it into a gain of 2.
Outstanding second effort there to get away from that tackle for a loss and come out of that and get positive yardage. So outstanding work.
Dre Egyptiaco was injured on the opening kickoff of the third quarter, sat out the first series. He has not been a factor here in the second half, but his presence on the field alone has made a difference at times in this game. He lines up to the wide to the right. Legate looking downfield, intended for Mikey Eicher, comes back for it, had a hand on it, but dropped it in Sterling territory at the 43 as he got tied up downfield with Jacob Huffman. The ball was underthrown a little bit.
Just a bit, yeah.
And so the two of them kind of got tangled up coming back for the ball. Mikey, off balance, still had a chance to come up with it, but just couldn't haul it in.
You know, I was just going to make some comments about how I felt like in these last couple of drives we've gotten real conservative. So I certainly like seeing the streak still trying to go up top, and we were that close to Mikey Eicher really making a large play here so that we could flip field position. But as it is, sits now, the Galesburg behind the sticks here on third down.
Listen, they're doubled up on Dre.
Yep.
You know, there's two guys working on him, expecting a throw to go his direction.
Play fake, right. Legate rolling right, under pressure, throws, coming back for it, and it's incomplete, and it was 5 yards short of the first down anyway. So, fourth down. Late third quarter, about 3.5 minutes to go. Geneseo leading United Township 17-8. Here, Streaks leading by 21-14. 9:13 to go, and they fail to execute a first down and sends Hunter Davina out to punt. A.J. Kested standing at his own 45, creeping up closer to the 50. See if Hunter can get off a good one here. He's done it a number of times this season. Could use a big booming punt here. Wind not a factor. Flag hanging limp to our left. Good protection, low kick, spinning, far side of the field, rolls across the 50 and out of bounds at the 47. Sterling's got great field position with 9:05 to go in the game, trailing by seven, but with momentum.
Where's an excellent field position.
It's time for our defensive line. We talked about them quite a bit so far this game, how they've been able to really win the interior lineman play. And it's time for them to come back. It's time to step back up and get that going. We do know that we're thin with our linemen.
Yeah.
Coach Blackwell has talked before about when we start getting late in games, the conditioning becomes an issue. And I guess it's not conditioning. It's just the wear and tear of a game.
Yeah.
When you have a short staff with what you have to put out there, and they continue to run out fresher bodies. So we got to dig deep here and get a stop.
Right back to Tablante, right up the middle with room to run. Eicher trying to chase him down, and he won't be able to. A hole right up the middle, and I got to believe that's a little bit of a factor of what you're talking about right there, Sean.
Lineman, yep.
53-yard touchdown run, one play. And once he got free just past the line of scrimmage, he was gone. And Sterling is within one. They have scored on their last two possessions and had a two-point conversion in the mix. Well, you just said not long ago, Jake, right when Galesburg started its last possession, feeling a little bit like things have definitely swung the wrong direction. And boy, does a 53-yard touchdown run by Sterling just add to that. That just that bad feeling right now. Yeah, 8:56 to go.
As Jake would call it, Uncle Mo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in for the extra point, Luis Diaz. The streak's blocked one already. He gets this one away, and it's perfect. And we are tied. 8:56 to go in the game. Sterling, back-to-back scores, ties it up with just under 9 minutes to play in the game on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Aerobeth from WGIL. The Galesburg Rescue Mission's Autumn Hog Roast Drive-Thru Fundraising event is this Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. Stay in your vehicle to pick up your meal of roast pork, baked beans, potato salad, applesauce, roll, and dessert. Cost is a $7 donation for adults, $4 for kids 12 and under. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8:56 to go, fourth quarter, now tied at Sterling. The Golden Warriors have put back-to-back scoring drives and have the Streaks defense on their heels. But the kickoff coming from the Warriors, so the Streaks try to do something offensively here. Ball down the field, and it goes out of bounds at the one-yard line, and that's a break for the Streaks. Because Marcus Lewis was in no man's land with that kick, just praying that it was at least going to go into the end zone. And then it took a side bounce out of bounds at the one. So that gives the Streaks the ball at the 35-yard line instead.
You know, the other thing he could do is position his body out of bounds and then grab it. That's the same thing as a penalty. That's all he'd have to do. That would bring the ball out as well.
Tough to come up with that play in the heat of the moment, I'm sure.
It is.
So a huge break for the Silver Streaks. With the ball going out at the one. It's a 34-yard difference in field position. The Streaks have the ball near hash mark at a 35. And keep in mind, the game's just tied now. So as much as it feels like the Streaks have everything going against them, it's a tie game.
I've talked
and
before,
a scoring drive here turns it all back
I've
around.
I've talked before about momentum. You know, when it's going against you, what do? You have to stop that momentum. You shoulder it, and you find a way to push that back against it.
Out of the wishbone, Cameron Aguirre tries to bounce to the outside, gets to the 38-yard line for a gain of three on first down.
Got to try to find a way to stay on schedule here in the sticks. The Streaks in the double tight bone, which they found success, obviously, in their last, two offensive drives ago.
Actually going to spot the ball halfway between the 37 and the 38. So second and a long seven here. 8:20 to go in the game of a tie ball game. I'm going to keep it in that formation. Two tight ends out of the wishbone. Play fake. Back to pass. Legate under pressure. Going long downfield into double coverage. And it's intercepted. Carter Ryan downfield at the 27. Intended receiver Aaron Carl, who chases Ryan down at the 40-yard line. Third interception of the game for the Warriors defense.
We've talked about that play, Jay coming out of there with the double tight bone.
Yeah,
I just don't know if that was the right time to do that.
I don't mind the time. It just the timing of the throw. He was just so late, and he's allowing defenders to catch up to Aaron Carl.
Yeah, there were two defenders by the time the pass was thrown.
Right, so it's just, you know, the timing of the play, I think, is okay. The timing of the throw just unfortunately, it was late, and late over the middle is a bad deal.
Not good.
Sterling Ball, own 40-yard line, 8:03 to go. Adams stays in at quarterback, up the middle to Vlante again, and why not?
Right.
To the 45-yard line.
And they've kind of settled here on Adams in this second half as their quarterback here. Kind of messed around in the first half, but Adams has shown some things offensively with his legs. I think they're abandoning the pass game, essentially. But right now, they don't need anything else.
No, they just give it to Jablonte. Watch him run right up the middle, which he does again. There was a hole there, but Van Dyke was able to grab him as he went through the hole and pulled him backwards, holds him to a gain of two, and it'll be third and three. That could have gone for a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, just it's all A-gap runs. Yeah. And what I mean by A-gap, it's over the top of their center.
It's a steady dose of power.
Third and three for the Warriors.
Just a bunch of power. That's right.
Third down, Streaks need a big stop here. Sterling still on its side of the field at the 47-yard line. Tie ball game up the middle. Tablante cuts left, first down across the 50, moves the pile to the 46-yard line of the Silver Streaks, which moves the chains as well into Gillsburg territory.
Again, the ball inside
he picks up seven.
Territory and
just don't like what I'm seeing out there with body language. These guys, you know, with hands on their hips, and it just looks like we're, you know, things are wearing down, and we got to find that spark. Somebody's got to step up and make a play, a big turnover here to get him going.
Sterling's last seven offensive plays going back to the two previous drives, all to Blonte on the run. This time it's to Kelly up the middle, gets to the 45-yard line for a gain of a yard.
Right tackle that time.
Second and nine, 6.5 minutes to go in the game, tied at 21.
Van Dyke to stop for the Silver Streaks.
So Kelly's 1 yard run there gives Tablante a breather. He's still not out onto the field at the time being.
Van Dyke out there still running around with a little spark of what I'm talking about. He's in on the last few plays. Still out there. Fresh legs, it looks like.
Two receivers to the left, including Carter Ryan. Watch out for that. They keep it on the ground to Kelly up the middle. He has not had much success running the ball tonight. He picks up just a yard again to the 44. And that brings up third and eight now as we wind past the six-minute mark of the fourth quarter now. Tied at 21, Sterling has scored on the last two possessions to turn a 15-point Gillsburg lead into a tie ball game. This is third and eight, just short of the Streaks' 44-yard line.
Watch it up the seam here, 15.
Out of the gun. Colt Adams, the second quarterback in the game, looking left, throwing left, intended for Ryan. The Streaks chase him down as he makes the catch and take him down at the 39-yard line.
He's short.
3 yards short of the first down marker. It'll be fourth and three.
Adams pass,
so he picks up five.
Far side.
And it'll be fourth down.
And no change in personnel. Now we're getting a couple, but I don't think it's the punter.
And it was not Tablante coming back in.
Ryan is coming out,
two,
though.
The Warriors.
Yeah, and Tablante's not on the field. So fourth down. Actually,
big
give
play.
Him a gain of six. Fourth and two from the Silver Streaks, 38, 5 minutes to play in a tie ball game. Handoff Kelly. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Bounces off. Battles forward. Gets the first down. Moves the chains on a first down to the 30-yard line. Kelly has been unsuccessful on the ground for all but two plays tonight, and that was the second one right there. His best run of the night to pick up a hard 8 yards. So a fourth down conversion for the Warriors moves the ball to the Gillsburg 30. 4.5 minutes to play in the game. On the ground,
finish.
Kelly
come
wrapped
on
up in the backfield, still on his feet, battling, and now the officials blow the play dead as the Streaks were swarming on him. It'll be a loss on first down.
Look at that spot.
Right the line of scrimmage that time.
He never made it back to the line of scrimmage.
No, I don't think so either.
I can promise you that.
Good yard. Yeah, all right. So they give him a loss of a yard, second and 11. Back at the Gillsburg 31. Streaks have had
second 11 for your Warriors.
A fumble return for a touchdown. They've had a blocked punt. They've made some plays tonight. Need a big one here with under 4 minutes to go in the game. Tablante back in the game. Bounces to the outside. Gets to the corner. Tackled at the 15-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle at the far side of the field by Aguirre. Otherwise, Tablante goes all the way. And what a difference in the backfield he makes and as comparison to Kelly.
Guys, now it's getting into the point where the Streaks coaching staff needs to decide about using timeouts to try to preserve some time, as Sterling is well within field goal position here.
3:39 to go in a tie game. From the 14-yard line, Tablante with a cutback right to left. Down at the hash mark at about the 12. Short gain, maybe the 11.
Jake, you talk about a field goal. They have a kicking net down here, but there's not a soul kicking into it.
Yeah. Well, because I think their kicker, isn't he like an offensive lineman?
Is it 55? Yeah. Same guy?
He's one of the big guys.
Well, he's down here in the sideline. I can see him right in front of me.
Oh, okay.
But he's listed only as a kicker on the roster. He's not listed as any other position.
Okay.
Second and 7 from the Galesburg 11. 3 minutes to go in the game. Adams with a keeper. Up the middle to the 10. Maybe across the 10 to the 9 before he's stopped with forward progress. And it'll be 3rd and 5 in 2-down territory, and there is a timeout called by the Silver Streaks with 2:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Tied at 21. Let's take a quick timeout with them. 3rd and 5 Sterling from the Galesburg 9 when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Don't let getting your hands on building materials be the thing that keeps you from landing that next big job. RP Lumber has the hardware, tools, and building materials to help you knock out one project after another. Find your nearest location at rplumber.com. RP Lumber, we keep you building.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
2:48 to go, fourth quarter. Galesburg 21, Sterling 21. Golden Warriors with the ball at the Galesburg 9. Ball sitting at the far hash mark, the left hash mark up the field. 3rd and 5 coming out of a Galesburg defensive timeout. Final from the Rock Island and Rock Island-Alaman game is the Rocks 56-0. So the Pioneers have now been outscored 167-0 in 3 weeks. 3rd and 5 here. 2-down territory for the Warriors. Adams out of the gun. Up the middle, Kelly. Tackled just across the 5 for a first down. And it'll be first and goal Warriors at about the 3.
3 and another goal to Warriors.
So a big third down conversion by the Warriors trying to take the lead, which they have not had since 6-0 on the opening 3 plays of the game. Tied at 21, 2:33 to go.
And now if you're Sterling, you let this thing run down as long as you can. They're going to get to the line of scrimmage a little early, in my opinion. Still 25 seconds on the play clock here, or game clock.
No, they haven't scored yet. Oh, there's a bad snap over the quarterback's head, and he has to dive back for it at the 16-yard line.
That's enormous.
Yep.
And the Streaks call a timeout to stop the clock with 2:12 to go, and they have one remaining.
Yeah, like you said, Jake, why are they snapping that so early? They had so much time to go.
But that's what I think. You're not in the end zone yet. It's still a tie game.
Right, but you're already in field goal position. You're already in go-ahead position. I have no idea why they snapped it so soon, and I don't know if the quarterback was even ready for the snap, but the ball goes over his head, which is a huge break for the Streaks.
Loss of 14.
Yeah. Ball all the way back past the 15-yard line.
Yeah, I feel like he was ready for it. It was just a bad snap.
It was a bad snap. Yeah. What a time for that to happen. We haven't seen that happen all night long.
So theoretically, if the Streaks can get 2 stops here and force the field goal decision, we'd be talking somewhere in the neighborhood of a 34-yard field goal. And that we don't know if it's within Diaz's range for Sterling. He showed a leg on the extra point attempt, but there's a lot of difference between an extra point to tie the game and a field goal to win the game.
And if it's over 30 yards in high school football, I would
tough.
I would bet on the ball most of the time.
Yeah.
So Yeah, absolutely. At this case, if we can make a couple of stops here, but we have not shown in the last three drives that we're able to stop this power running attack right now.
So second and goal back at the 17 after the bad snap over the quarterback's head. And Kelly is in the backfield, lined up next to Adams, who remains in the gun. One wide out left, one in the slot,
pass.
Two to the right. They're going pass. They're
going
for the corner. Man-to-man coverage, and it's brought down out of bounds. There was a battle between Ryan
and Beckham,
just across the pylon on the far side. Ryan did bring the ball in, but he was out of bounds when he brought it down, so it's third and goal from the 17.
Javon had great positioning on that. Jake, I'm sure you saw down that sideline. I mean, he had great position on him.
Absolutely, and we've seen Javion do that time after time. And here they're going to bring Mikey Eicher over to cover him one-on-one as they're showing at least trips. Now they're going to go show twins on both sides, tight end twins.
Beckham's going to come to the near side to cover Jacob Huffman. And
got a timeout.
Yeah, whistles
Coach
right as
in.
The snap was made. So 2:02 is where this timeout is made. Timeout by the Golden Warriors. Third and goal from the Gillsburg 17 with a tie ball game at 21.
You know, you got a couple of different ways to look at this. Throwing the football has not been terribly successful for Sterling. You could run the football to keep it in the middle of the field, in the middle of the hashes here, you know, thinking that your field goal kicker just needs a couple more yards to get it a little bit, make it a little bit more secure.
You can accomplish the same thing with the pass over the middle.
Yeah, you can.
If you're thinking that Gillsburg might defend the
But if I'm Sterling,
outside, well, I agree. Yeah.
You know, if I'm Sterling and what's been successful here in the second half, I'm
not
putting this ball in the air. I'm going to run this thing. If I get a first down or a touchdown, great. Sorry, they can't get a first down. They're a goal to go.
Yeah. Yep.
So if I get a touchdown, great. If not, I'm bringing my kicker out in the middle of the field for a chance to go ahead here.
You know, Tablante wasn't on the field when they were getting set to run that third and goal play. He's in the huddle now, though. I wonder if that's part of the reason for the timeout. I mean, if you're going to be thinking keep the play on the ground, you're going to go to Blonte, you're going to go Kelly.
Yeah, he's been your guy all night.
Yeah. So they've got him out there now. He'll break huddle with the rest of the team. Streaks defense out on the field, ready to defend this. Third and goal from the 17. 2:02 to play in the fourth quarter, tied at 21. They'll line up two wideouts to the right, including Ryan. He's been the big target who's made big plays all night through the air. One wideout to the left. Tablante lines up to the right of quarterback Colt Adams, who's in the shotgun. One man in the slot up front to defend, and another flag drops as they snap this one away.
It's a procedure penalty. Yep. Five more yards.
So now third and goal from the Gillsburg 22-yard line. So a bad snap over the quarterback's head on first and goal from the three, and now a five-yard penalty deep in Gillsburg territory pushes them backward. Now Tommy Tate comes and runs a different play in from the sideline in place of Blake Nettleton, the H-back who sits down.
Now they're going to show a trips formation.
To the right side, three wideouts to the right, one to the left. Tablante still lined up, is going to step up to guard. Here's pressure. Adams gets it away, intended for Ryan.
No
going
flag.
Up for
Thank
the
you.
Ball is Mikey Eicher. Contact and no penalty, and it's fourth and goal, and the Sterling coaching staff is irate. But Eicher was clearly going for the ball to bat it away.
Yep, the lens they see that through is obviously biased on their side. But, yeah, there was nothing there to complain about. That was a very clean play. Hunter Davina in there made him hurry.
Yep. And that's what I was going to ask. Who was that?
At this point, what you're going to see, they are going to run the field goal. I thought they'd just try to run a play. But they are going to run the field goal unit out here. And we're going to get both sides here kind of standing up. A lot of crowd energy at this point.
Should be about a 39-yarder.
Yeah, this is...
How big would that procedure penalty be here?
Yeah.
No win, and the Streaks have blocked an extra point and a punt tonight. They'll be bringing the pressure.
Offsides.
Tie ball game. Yep, the Streaks got across too quickly. Nolan Carl, who had the block earlier, was across the line of scrimmage too early, so that'll make it 5 yards closer.
Yeah, but still put it in his head. This guy, I think, has leg enough. 5 yards isn't going to do much, but put it in his head. Rush him a little bit.
So it'll move it up to the 17-yard line. And it goes from a 39-yard field goal attempt to a 34-yard field goal attempt. 1:53 on the fourth quarter clock and a tie ball game, 21 apiece. So this isn't necessarily the ball game here, but what a game changer it could be. The snap is down, the hold is down, the kick has the distance, it's good. And Sterling takes a 24-21 lead. They have scored 18 unanswered, and the Streaks, with one timeout remaining, have a minute 50 to come back and win this game. And I would say, had it been a 39-yard field goal,
it'd still be good.
He still would have had the distance.
34-yard field goal by Diaz is good.
Moline and Quincy tied at 28 early third quarter. This game's almost over. That one's in the early stages of the second half. So Sterling puts together, well, that's a lot of plays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, a 16-play scoring drive. They take 6 minutes and 13 seconds off the clock, going 60 yards after the Galesburg interception, and the 34-yard field goal puts Sterling on top 24-21. The kickoff taken at the 13. Richardson finds a hole up the middle, now bounces back, trying to get to the outside, breaks free at the 40. He gets to the 50 and finally chased down in Sterling territory.
Huge. That's huge. Yep.
And a big, big run back by the sophomore to give the Streaks fantastic field position down three.
Well, their kicker did a great job on the go-ahead field goal, but he did a terrible job there. The way that Sterling lines up for their kickoff, that ball was supposed to go to the Sterling right-hand side. He kicked it left. That's not where their coverage was, and so we're able to make a good return off of it.
And to not take anything away from the return. I mean, it was a great return. He broke a couple tackles, continued to push up the sideline, and we had blockers going with him. So outstanding return, and even better field position. Here we go.
Nose of the football sitting at the far hash mark of the Sterling 48-yard line. A minute 39 to play in the game. Streaks down three with one timeout remaining. Streaks put two wideouts to the right, one to the left. One in the slot. Legate back to pass. Now flushed out of the pocket. He drops the ball, and Sterling recovers at the Galesburg 39-yard line. And the fumble is going to cost the Silver Streaks a chance to win the game. He got hit down low. Legate was trying to break free of pressure in the backfield, and he put the ball out and just dropped it before he was tackled. And Sterling recovers with a minute 33 to go in the game.
I think he was trying to spike it, maybe, but it wasn't convincing enough.
So with the ball at the Galesburg 39-yard line, Galesburg has one timeout remaining. Sterling can run a play into the line, force the Streaks to take their final timeout, and then they'll be able to just, well, they'll have to run a couple more plays. They won't be able to just take a knee.
They're going to.
Well, yeah, they can, mathematically.
Mathematically they can. They got, all right.
Yep. One timeout.
So there's the knee. And will the Streaks use their timeout?
Official looks over to Coach Blackwell.
He is going to take it. Yep, he does take it now. Minute 21 to go. So Streaks use their final timeout.
Timeout, Galesburg.
Well, the first two losses were tough.
That's our last timeout.
In their own ways. To have Galesburg score in the Dunlap game with 29 seconds to go and use the momentum that they had to go for two and try to just win the game late and get stopped short, lose by one, that's heartbreaking any time. To have Morton assert control in the second half, as the Potters did last week, to defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks by two touchdowns. But this is the most heartbreaking of all. Out of the three, to be up by 15 in the second half and watch Sterling come back, score 18 straight, take the lead on a field goal with a little over a minute and a half left and then lose the chance at even an opportunity to engineer a, especially after the big run back by Richardson, to not have the chance to even put together a drive. Tough, tough, tough.
Yeah, that about says it.
So Streaks have used their final timeout. Go ahead.
No, I was just, yeah, and here they've used their final timeout. You got the 25-second clock. So you'll snap it here. Then they'll put 40 seconds on.
Clock rolling with a minute 15 to go. They'll be third and about 15 after Adams takes a knee twice backwards.
Boy, they won't set the clock.
Yeah, they're not setting the play clock. All right, United Township down 17-14 to Geneseo with 3:19 left to go in that game.
Play clock's not even running.
No, they never did run the play clock. And now there's a flag from the side judge.
Legal substitution?
Yeah, I don't understand why they never set the play clock. Now, granted, you don't need the play clock. Unsportsmanlike conduct by the Silver Streaks?
Unsportsmanlike.
So apparently somebody on the field was saying something.
What the?
He's on a sideline. The guy on the sideline threw it.
Back him up to a 30-yard line.
So they're just trying to take a knee, and they almost got a first down. So 41.8 seconds is where the clock is.
Oh, he just moved the ball forward. He's going to call it a first down.
That.
Wow.
I saw that. It was going to be...
It's a moot point, but wind the play clock.
I'm confused, too.
So the ball sitting at the 29-yard line. So a first down, and now really all Sterling has to do is take a knee. The clock isn't even an issue anymore. So they gave him a first down. There's the knee, and that'll do it. 24-21, Sterling comes back, wins it. Their second win of the season, and they win the opening game in the Western Big Six Conference, and the Streaks drop to 0-3 overall. That close. That close. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Mandy Balser from WGIL. Learn more about commonly used apps in the Regional Office of Education's upcoming webinar, this Wednesday from 6 to 7. In commonly used apps, learn about TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and more. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Clear Sound Hearing in Galesburg and Monmouth, providing innovative hearing solutions. Set an appointment for a free evaluation and hear what you've been missing. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by RP Lumber. Best service, best value. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. Providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Clear tonight, overnight low 62. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 86. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 70. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 90. And the outlook for Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 89. It's 66 at WGIL.
With
with the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Derek Blackwell. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School football continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Two really tough losses from Sterling here tonight. Galesburg freshman lost 14-12. They had a 12-6 lead, and Sterling put together a scoring drive with about 5.5 minutes to go, went for two and got it. That was the difference in that game. And then the varsity game, Streaks had a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter. Sterling scored on three straight possessions, two touchdowns and a field goal. Two-point conversion was thrown in there, and Galesburg drops to 0-3, losing 24-21. 0-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. So first of all, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And we go back to some early stages of this one, but boy, did it set a tone here tonight.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. What we saw coming out of our defense early on and the ability to go in and block an extra point, as I always say, anytime a defense can leave points on the field. So to keep that game at 6-0 was huge. Turn around a series later that we block a punt. Then I think the series after that, we hit a quarterback on a pass play. The ball comes out. One brother hits the quarterback. Quarterback fumbles the ball to another brother, and he picks it up, and he goes in a scoop and score. I think number 12, Nolan Carl, had a very nice game tonight. Jake, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm in total agreement. Nolan Carl dominated the first half of this ball game. It's kind of hard to, you know, we got to talk about the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player, but, you know, in the context of everything, kind of tough because the second half, you know, things just go our way. We weren't able to maintain those big plays, and Nolan wasn't able to, you know, continue with, and, you know, Sterling makes their adjustments, and that's what's happened to us here. But yeah, you cannot deny the first half that Nolan Carl played in terms of tipping passes, forcing fumbles, blocking kicks. It was almost like a video game in the first half for him. So. It well deserved for him to win this one for tonight.
Nolan Carl, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll take a timeout here on the post-game show. We've got our final statistics to run through and a word with the Streaks coaching staff, Derek Blackwell, when he comes out of the locker room after meeting with his players. Also, in the post-game show, Streaks fall to Sterling 24-21 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by local State Farm agent John Hawkinson, offering home, auto, and life policies to fit your budget and lifestyle. Buy Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. We'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
You're adding a room to your house. Who's the first person you call?
My wife.
Wrong! Courtright Construction of Oneida. Unless your wife can lay a concrete foundation so beautiful it'll bring a tear to your eye.
Well, she makes a good pot pie.
Which you'll enjoy on your very level foundation from Courtright Construction.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM. 1400 AM. WGIL.
24-21, the final. Silver Streaks fall tonight to the Sterling Golden Warriors on the road. First game of the Western Big Six Conference. For our post-game statistics brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. Let's just kind of run through how this game developed. Sterling had the ball to start the game, scored on the first three possessions, scored after the third play of the game. They had a couple running plays on the ground of 12 and 5, and then went through the air to Carter Ryan, a 36-yard touchdown. Streaks blocked the extra point with Nolan Carl, as we were just talking about a moment ago, and it kind of set the tone early, and then the Streaks offense went three plays and out. But then the defense, just like they did in the Dunlap game, kind of stiffened up after Dunlap did the same thing on the opening drive, and then it became kind of back and forth. A.J. Kested intercepted a Tristan Legate pass, which led to Sterling leading 6-0, moving it downfield. That's when Nolan Carle made the sack on the quarterback, popped the ball free. Aaron Carle picked it up, ran it back 60 yards, and John Wren's extra point put the Streaks on top 7-6. They tackled the quarterback for another loss. Galesburg came back from the 29-yard line, put together a 9-play scoring drive, 71 yards in 5 minutes, and capped it off with a 12-yard touchdown pass, Legate to Drea Gypsyako. The extra point put the Streaks up 14-6, and that's where we were at halftime. Second half, Streaks and Sterling exchanged possessions, exchanged punts for the first two possessions. Then Galesburg put together its final scoring drive, 7 plays, 2 minutes, 55 seconds. They moved it 50 yards. Amari Richardson with his first varsity touchdown of the season, an 8-yard run. John Wren's extra point made it 21-6, and things were looking awfully good. Sterling had the ball from its own 33 with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter, and they put together a scoring drive from that point that went into the fourth quarter, went almost 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, an 11-play scoring drive. Tablante's 3-yard touchdown run and a 2-point conversion made it 21-14. The Streaks' next possession may have been really the kind of the key one in terms of the outcome of the game, because we were talking then about how you got to put something together here, and they went three plays and out. Didn't even get a first down, unfortunately. Gave the ball right back to Sterling, who ended up with good field position after a fairly short punt, and they had the ball at the 47-yard line. Tablante ran it 53 yards on the first play from scrimmage, and we were tied. Galesburg turned it over on an interception with 8 minutes to go. Sterling put together the 16-play scoring drive that led to the field goal, and that's where we ended up at 24-21. Take a final timeout here. Coach Derek Blackwell will join us when he's done addressing his players, and we'll find out where his thoughts are after this tough one here tonight. Freshman also fell 14-12. You're listening to Silver Streaks football postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It was not at all like the picture. Girl, what have I told you? You gotta check the reviews.
That goes for eye care, too.
And when you read the reviews on Google or Kehoe Eye Care's Facebook page, you'll see they have 4.9 out of 5 stars and lots of positive comments about the friendly staff, efficient and knowledgeable service, and latest technologies. These are people just like you who had great experiences at the most reputable eye center around. So read the reviews and make an informed decision to trust the professionals at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Mandy Balser from WGIL with this reminder. Did you know veterans can enjoy free coffee and donuts every Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. at the Galesburg VFW? And any veteran needing a ride to the Iowa City VA Hospital can take the Galesburg Veterans Van Wednesdays and Thursdays. Just call a week in advance to let them know. For more information, visit the area events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Tune in for Fighting Illini football as Illinois takes on Virginia. Coverage begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Coach Derek Blackwell is out, but he's visiting with the members of the Sterling coaching staff at the moment. So he was headed Jake's direction. We'll get his thoughts here in a moment. But a chance to mention that the Streaks are back home next Friday night, and you know what? But they could really use a good, energetic, loud crowd there next Friday night. Coming off of this loss here tonight, and I'm sure they and the marching band, which is going to have its first chance to perform in a few weeks, would sure love to see a big, energetic, enthusiastic crowd to lift them up next week. When is it Moline? Next week, Moline? Rocky's homecoming, so it's not them. It's
Geneseo.
Geneseo, yes, it's Geneseo. Yeah. And, of course, the Streaks had that big win at Geneseo last year to get them started on the season. So I'd like to make it two in a row against the Maple Leafs.
And hopefully the student section could be big. That would be when it's all done, hopefully that's our last week of remote for students. And what better way to celebrate than coming out to a Silver Streaks football game.
So that'll be next Friday night. And, again, keep in mind, Western Big Six Conference games are 7 o'clock kickoffs after the freshman game. So just if you are coming out, Just keep that in mind. Of course, years and years and years, 7:30 was the traditional starting time. Western Big Six games are 7 o'clock. Coach Derek Blackwell out with Jake Miller down on the field. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by RP Lumber. Best service, best value. Jake, take it away.
Okay, Coach. You know, and obviously it justified extended time there talking to your team. I guess the first question is, in general, the message delivered to you guys here after a tough one like that.
First game, it didn't show up in the second game, and we showed our offense, and then
well, folks, we can tell you he's talking. He's not ignoring Jake. He's answering the question. Jake's far enough away, as we talked about earlier in the broadcast. He's just far enough away. It's a little iffy on our microphone signal. So they're still talking. We're trying to get it to connect, and we just, of all times, we seem to have lost it.
Sorry.
Oh, there's a little bit. Jake, do we hit? Nope. I think we've lost him. They're down there. They're visiting. So Jake's gonna just kind of talk with him for a little bit and kind of get some thoughts that he'll summarize here for a little bit. So we're saying Jake's as close to us as he's been all night long, and the closer he gets to us, the more we lose the signal. So go figure that one out.
Well, he said if he got outside of 30. He struggled, but he is on the 30 and about the middle of the field, so we should be getting him.
Yeah, closer to us this direction than he's been all night long. So they're kind of chatting it up down there, and we'll kind of find out some of his thoughts there. But again, Nolan Carl, if you were away when we talk here during our post game, Nolan Carl, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, a blocked punt, a blocked extra point, a sack at the quarterback that led to a fumble that the Streaks returned for a touchdown. So for that,
of pass deflections.
Yep. Put pressure on the quarterback, and you know when they were going for that 34-yard, well, initially a 39-yard field goal to win the game, that Nolan was thinking, "I'm going to do it again. Got to do it again."
He did,
and he did, and then
he's offside.
He was offside, unfortunately. Yeah. So, but Nolan Carl, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for his defensive prowess here tonight in big plays. In that respect, Moline now leading Quincy 41-28. And United Township, late in the game, under a minute to go, now a 22-17 lead over Geneseo. And our thanks to Lori Ayton for keeping us up to date there and filling us in on some scores so we could keep our eyes on the game and not on other games. So we appreciate that help. All right, now Jake's sidetracked by a Sterling assistant coach,
probably
his friend,
the guy he knows from Monmouth.
So we're hoping to get a summary here a little bit, and maybe not. So we're going to go ahead and close things out here from Sterling, where the Streaks see the Golden Warriors rally back at home in the fourth quarter to take a 24-21 victory. Galesburg at home next Friday night against Geneseo. Our thanks to Will Stevenson at the Downtown Studios, our broadcast engineer tonight. For Jake Miller, for Sean Hickey, I'm Brad Benowitz. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Enjoy the Stearman on their 50th anniversary, and we'll see you next Friday night back home. Good night from Sterling.
Thanks for listening to GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports.